cavalcade of sports is on the air. Yankee Stadium in New York City, Gillette presents the third game of the World Series between the Milwaukee Braves and the New York Yankees. Hello again, fans. This is Earl Gillespie welcoming you to this broadcast for the Gillette Safety Razor Company. Gillette is on the air all year round with sports events of national interest, such as the World's Invitational Match Game Bowling Championship, the Blue-Gray Football Game, the Rose Bowl Game, the Kentucky Derby, the All-Star Baseball Game, and the Friday Night Fights. This is Gillette's way of showing its appreciation for your support. This broadcast is authorized under broadcasting rights granted by the Commissioner of Baseball solely for the entertainment of our listening audience. And any publication, rebroadcast, or other use of the descriptions and accounts of this game without the express consent of the Commissioner is prohibited. And by the way, Commissioner Fort Frick was considering attending today's game until his physician ruled against it. But he is resting comfortably following the appendectomy he underwent a week ago Tuesday. Charles Seeger, Secretary-Treasurer of Baseball, will continue his pensioning assignment for the commissioner along with Frank Slocum. The scene of action this afternoon, historic Yankee Stadium, overlooking the Harlem River in the borough of the Bronx. Many of baseball's all-time greats have performed here in this gigantic triple-deck ballpark, and it's fondly called the House That Ruth Built, in reference to the immortal Bambino, George Herman Babe Ruth. So this is the setting for the third game of the 1958 World Series. And the New York Yankees, according to some people, have their backs against the wall as the Milwaukee Braves came on strong to win the first two games back at Milwaukee County Stadium by scores of 4-3 in 10 innings and the second ball game 13-5. It was Warren Spahn in the opener. It was Lou Burdett in the second ball game, and this afternoon it's going to be Don Larson for the Yankees, Bob Rush for the Braves. So this is the big game of the series. This is the one that the Yankees must win, for no team has ever lost the first three games of a World Series and come back to win. So one could say, easily say, without reservation, that the blue chips are on the line for the Yankees this Saturday afternoon. This third game is a must. Casey Stengel's choice for the clutch game, Don Larson, 29-year-old right-hander who hails from Michigan City, Indiana, now resides in San Diego, California. He's a big guy, 6'4", 220 pounds, and of course entered baseball's Hall of Fame in 1956 with a perfect no-hitter against the Brooklyn Dodgers in the fifth game of the 56 World Series on October the 8th. Now that was the year that Brooklyn jumped off to a 2-0 lead, but the Yankees came roaring back to win that series in seven games. Manager Fred Heaney on the third base side is gunning for a clean sweep, and he's going to go today with a veteran right-hander, Bob Rush, in preference to outstanding youngsters like Carl Willie and the left-hander Juan Pizarro. Bob Rush, another big man at 6'5", 205 pounds, is 32 years old, and he's in the biggest moment of his baseball career. He was born in Battle Creek, Michigan, now lives in Mesa, Arizona, but at 2 years old, moved out of Battle Creek and spent the most of his young life in a town that is well known amongst the college football towns across our great nation, South Bend, Indiana, the home of the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame. This year with the Braves, his first year after being obtained from the Chicago Cubs in a trade last winter, he won 10 ball games and lost 6. He made 20 starts for manager Fred Haney, completed 5 ball games, and hurled 2 shutouts. He won some very key games in the last 6 weeks of the 58 National League season. Bob Rush spent 10 years with the Chicago Cubs, and during that time he had 110 victories against 140 losses. So we have something unusual about these two big right-handers. Both Bob Rush and Don Larson have had the dubious distinction of leading their leagues in most defeats. Bob Rush in 1950 lost 20 games to the Cubs. Don Larson in 1954 lost 21 ball games for Baltimore. And Hank Bauer, the great veteran right fielder, summed it up yesterday when he was quoted as saying, "We'd better win one." Beautiful day. The temperature is 61 degrees, and here are the batting orders for the third game of the series. For the Braves, who have a 2-0 edge, it'll be the red-hot Billy Bruton in center field. Red Shandings at second base. Eddie Matthews at third. Henry Aaron, right field. Aaron goes into action with a 9-game hitting streak in World Series play. Wes Covington in left. Frank Torrey at first. Del Campbell is catching. Johnny Logan at short. And Bob Rush is the pitcher. For the New York Yankees, who are back home for the next 3 games of the 58 World Series, Hank Bauer, right field. Hank brings into action this afternoon a marvelous 16-game hitting streak, a record that stands alone in the Fall Classic. Tony Kubek will be at short, and you can see that manager Casey Stengel has juggled his lineup. Kubek at short, batting second, Mickey Mantle in center field, Yogi Berra catching, Norm Seaburn starting in left field in place of Elston Howard, who banged his knee against the left center field fence on Lou Burdett's home run in the second game of the series. So it's Seaburn in left, Jerry Lumpy at third base, replacing Andy Carey, Bill Scowron at first, Gil McDougald at second base, and Don Larson is the pitcher. As I mentioned, it's a very, very beautiful day here in New York. The weatherman yesterday gave us quite a scare, as he had predicted showers last night and throughout this morning. However, when we awakened about 7 o'clock this morning, the sun was shining very brightly, and it has continued shining. The temperature is at 64 degrees, humidity at 50%. The wind is blowing across the outfield from left to right, but inside this triple-deck stadium, the wind doesn't seem to have too much effect on a long fly ball. It is blowing at 10 to 15 miles an hour. The umpires this afternoon, Tom Gorman of the National League, will be calling the balls and strikes. John Flaherty of the American League at first base. Al Barlick of the National League at second base. And Charlie Berry of the American League at third base. Bill Jakowski of the National League will be down the third base line. And Frank Umont of the American League down the right field line. We have the 42nd Infantry Division Band out here under the direction of Patrick J. Austin. And we're going to have the flag-raising ceremonies here at Yankee Stadium. A Marine color guard will raise the flag, and the band will play as Miss Lucy Monroe sings our national anthem. And here is Miss Monroe. And from Yankee Stadium, ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight of ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
For station identification.
If you want real Vichy,
get the yellow label, yellow label, yellow label, yellow label.
Get the Vichy with the bright yellow label, Saratoga Vichy, WGY Schenectady.
We gave you the batting orders, and now we're going to move to our left and to the gentleman from Washington, D.C., whom we've enjoyed working with so far in this 1958 classic, the voice of the Senators, Bob Wolf.
Thank you very much, Earl Gillespie. Hi, everybody. A beautiful afternoon for baseball, and this is a key game coming up. Of course, in the World Series, every game counts. But the folks here in New York, the New York Yankees, know that this is the game that they must win, whereas the Braves want to keep rolling along. You know, only twice in all series history has one team lost the first two games and then recovered to take the series. And many of the present Yankee players remember both of these series since they figured in both. In 1955, the Yankees won the first two games, but the Brooklyn Dodgers won four of the next five games, the Dodgers taking the series in seven games altogether. And the very next year, in 1956, the Yankees dropped the first two games to the Dodgers, were able to grab four of the next five to take that series 4-3. And incidentally, there are some startling similarities in the first two Yankee losses in that comeback series of 1956 and their two defeats to the Braves this season. There go the New York Yankees on the field. In that first game defeat of 1956, the starter and loser was Whitey Ford, the same starter who pitched in a losing cause in this 58 opener. And in the second game, the Dodgers scored 13 runs. The same as did the Braves against the Yankees in this series' second game. The Dodgers won that game 13-8 compared to the Braves' 13-5 victory on Thursday. So that's the story as we get set to see what will happen in this third game. And leading off for the Milwaukee Braves will be Bill Bruton, who has already made headlines here in this series. Bill Bruton will lead off, and his batting average is .667. He is having a tremendous time here in this big classic. Incidentally, the highest average ever recorded for a full World Series was the .625 of Babe Ruth in the four games of 1928. The Babe had 10 hits and 16 trips, including three doubles and three homers. And the three homers came in one game. But Bruton goes in with a .667 average, three singles and a homer, and six official trips. And the Braves as a team have been hitting extremely well. Their batting is .329. And the team record for a series is .316. So you can see that they're red hot in the series. Well, we're all set to go. The Yankees whip the ball around the infield now. And here is Bill Bruton stepping in, the center fielder for the Milwaukee Braves. For the Yankees defensively, Larson and Barrow, the battery. Lumpy's at third, Kubek at short, McDougal at second, Scowen at first. Seaburn's in left, Mantle center, and Bauer in right. It's a beautiful day. There's no hint of a breeze at the moment. Sun is shining down as Larson starts to wind up, and here's the first pitch. It's a strike call on the inside corner. A fastball. It came in letter high to Bruton for strike one. On deck is Shane Deans, followed by Matthews, and this game is underway. Little breeze, just a very slight breeze, stirs toward right. Here's the windup, the next pitch, and a bunt along the first baseline. Barra feels it, throws for the out. Beautiful play by Yogi Berra. That ball rolled about 15 feet or so from home plate and about 3 or 4 feet inside the line as Berra had a quickly rush out there and just barely snapped the throw off in time to get Bruton for the bunt out to start out the ball game. Here now is Red Chaindings, who is hitting .229, a switch hitter, batting left-handed, of course, against Don Larson. One away in the top of the first. Here's the windup by Larson in the pitch. It's a call strike. Eddie Matthews is on deck in the number three spot. Hank Aaron's batting cleanup. Here it comes, and there's a call strike on the inside corner for strike two. So it's strike two to Red Chaindienst with one out on the top of the first. Larson out there on the mound. Looks going to get the sign from Yogi Berra. Here comes the pitch, and it comes in low. So far this afternoon, you may have heard me refer to Larson's windup. Well, Darn, on some of the pitches, has brought his glove up over his shoulders there with the ball. Actually taking a wind-up, although more abbreviated than some. On a few of these other pitches here, he's just brought it up belt high. Here comes the pitch. It's a curve inside. So here, we've noted that Larson has changed his pitching style somewhat. As you know, he made the no-wind-up delivery ring out coast-to-coast with headlines. And so far this afternoon, Larson has done a little bit of each. On some pitches, he brings the ball up just about chest high, and others, he brings it up shoulder high or higher. It's now 2-2 to Shane Deans with one out on the top of the first. Here's the windup over his head. Here comes the pitch. And there's a hard hit ball to the first baseman, Scour. And he's up, and it runs to the bag for the out. So there are two away in the top of the first inning. And Eddie Matthews, who is hitting 250 in the series, comes up. Eddie contributed a couple of fine fielding plays in the first game of the series, then delivered a double and a single in the second game, the single driving home two runs. So Matthews is in there with two outs in the top of the first inning, and no score here in Yankee Stadium. Larson winds high. Here's the pitch. A changeup curve, which is fouled outside of first, over to John Fitzpatrick, the first base coach. Billy Herman coaching a third for the Milwaukee Braves. In this top of the first inning, Bruton bunted one out from catcher to first. Shane Deans then grabbed it out to the first baseman, Scourin. And Eddie Matthews up there with one strike count. Matthews, a left-handed batter, in and waiting. The outfield is pulled around toward right. It's a very good shot for a left-handed batter along that right field line here in New York. Here's the pitch by Larson, and it's a strike called in the outside corner, and it's now strike two to Matthews. Down the right field line to the foul pole, it's 296 feet. The wall breaks away very sharply there, but it's a low barrier, just about 4 feet high. And over to right center, where Hank Bauer is playing, it's 344 at the wall. Here's the pitch coming in wide. The count now is ball one, strike two. Bauer is playing just about on the edge of the cinder path, just a few feet away from that 344-foot sign out there in right field. Breaking away further, the Yankees bullpen, and then you go far back into deep right center, and of course the deep center, it's 461 feet. Here's the pitch, a swing and a miss. Matthews is out on a strikeout. So the side retired in the top of the first inning with no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. And at the end of the top half of the first inning, it's Milwaukee nothing and the New York Yankees coming up. The word here in New York, like in Milwaukee and all over the country, is that the Gillette one-piece TV razor is the biggest shaving bargain of the year. That figures. For just 79 cents, you get a Gillette TV razor, a dispenser of world-famous Gillette blue blades, and a modern styrene travel case. Risk refreshing shaves. Clean, really clean shaves that keep you looking your level best are guaranteed with the Gillette TV razor. It's so easy to use. You change blades with a twist of the handle. One rinse and it's clean. It's double-edged, too. That means you change blades half as often, so you save time and money. Don't miss out on this money-saving offer. The supply is limited, and Gillette TV razors are going fast. Get your Gillette TV razor, dispenser of Gillette blue blades, and practical travel case. Now just 79 cents. And now for the New York Yankees, Bob Rush, with his first World Series start, is out there on the mound. And Hank Bauer, who is swatting 444 in the World Series, will be stepping in to lead off for the Yankees, followed by Kubek and by Mickey Mantle. Well, Hank Bauer, who's proved to be Mr. Pressure himself when it comes to World Series, will lead off. Hank contributed a single and a homer in the first game of the 58 series, and he knocked in two runs. He's hit safely in 16 consecutive World Series games for a record. Rush winds, here's the pitch, and it's a strike call, a fastball in the outside corner. In the second game of the series, Bauer added another homer and a single, scored twice while driving in one run. Here's the windup by Rush. The big right-handed pitch on the way is a changeup, and it misses the outside corner. And the count now is 1-1 to Bauer, leading off for New York. And this do-or-die game for the New York Yankees. Rush gets the sign off from Crandall. Here's the windup. And the pitch on the way, a curve sent to deep short. Logan Carter is right as up there. There's the throw. Bauer is safe. Bauer swung in a curve, centered a deep short. Logan moved far to his right, came up with the ball, made a slightly off-balance throw, and Bauer beat it out on a close play. An infield hit. That brings up Tony Kubek. And for Bauer, he now is hit safely in 17 straight World Series games. And he is let off with a hit in all three games. Here now is Tony Kubek looking for his first World Series hit of this classic. Bauer on first, there's nobody out. Infield, a double play depth for the Braves. There's a look toward the runner. The pitch is a fastball up the knees for a called strike. Tony went hitless in his first seven times at bat, spanning the first two games of the series. Del Crandall has gone out to the mound now, and Red Shaindienst has come over along with Crandall and Rush. Logan came in for a few words with this pitcher as they get set here defensively. And now they're going back to their positions. Logan back to short, Shaindienst at second. And Tony Kubek, who is a left-handed batter, is in there in the batter's box. The outfield is playing him just slightly toward right, not very much. And now the outfield is moving a bit in the other direction. Here's the pitch. And there's a foul off to the left. It's going out of play. And that makes it strike two to Kubek. Hank Bauer on first with a leadoff single for the New York Yankees. We're in the bottom half of the first inning. Nobody out, and there's no score in this third game of the World Series. Beautiful day for baseball. You couldn't ask for finer weather. Kubek in and waiting with a two-strike count. There's the stretch and the pause by Rush. A look toward the runner. Here's the pitch. And a fastball comes in wide. The count now is ball one, strike two. Big Bob Rush on the mound. He's 6'5", 200-pounder, 32 years old. All set to work. Stretch and the pause by Rush. The pitch to Kubek. There's a foul on the play. Bauer was moving, and Kubek fouled it off to the left. So that holds now at ball one and strike two. Mickey Mantle is on deck. The outfield on the first few pitches to Kubek was playing him a little toward right, but now they have shifted, and in center, Bruton is just shaded slightly to left center. Rush turns and lobs one to first base to Torrey, but Bauer had not let off the bag. There's another throw to first base, and again Bauer is back. Now Kubek outside the batter's box, steps back in, thumps the bat on home plate, looks out to the mound. There's the stretch and the pause for the right-hander. Here's the pitch, and it's a swing and a miss. The throw to first base, and the out at first. Bauer, trying to get back, is picked off. Throw by Del Crandall. As Kubek went down swinging, Bauer was off the bag trying to get back, and Crandall made a low throw to Torrey just about a foot off the ground, and Torrey with a quick swipe got Bauer for a double play, and that brings up Mantle, hitting .333 in the World Series. Ball one. The Braves' defense has just been superb in their alertness, and that's twice in the series that Bauer has been picked off base. Here's the pitch to Mantle, and it comes in low, and the count now is ball two. It took a perfect throw by Crandall. It came in low, and Torrey just swooped around and made the tag. John Flaherty called it at the base. Here's the next pitch to Mickey. A swing and a miss. Ball two, strike one. That's Milwaukee's third double play of the series. The Yanks have not pulled one as yet. Ball two, strike one to Mantle. Here's the windup and the pitch. It is inside and low, and it goes right by Del Crandall, and it's now 3-1. Oh, it's 3-1 to Mantle, batting left-handed against Rush. There are two outs in the bottom half of the first inning. Rush delivers, and it's a strike call in the outside corner. So it's 3-2. In this inning, Bauer led off with an infield hit to shortstop. And then as Kubek went down on a strikeout, Bauer, who was off the bag, tried to get back to first, and Crandall picked him off. So they're two away. There's nobody on. The count to Mantle is 3-2 as Mantle steps out of the batter's box. And now Mantle is back in. Mickey has 11 World Series homers, second only to Babe Ruth. Here's a 3-2 pitch. A swing and a miss. Man, a lot of the strikeout to retire the side. Totals in the bottom half of the first inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and nobody left. And the score at the end of one inning. Milwaukee nothing, New York nothing.
Hello there, everybody. I'm Mal Allen with a giant offer from Papermate that tops them all. Listen, how'd you like a genuine Papermate pen free? How'd you like a genuine Papermate refill free? Sound good? Well, that's exactly what you get. Free pen, free refill. When you buy Papermate's famous two-tone pen at the regular $1.69 price. What a bargain. As it says right on the special Papermate display, you get a two-tone pen worth $1.69, plus an extra silver tip refill worth 49 cents, plus a retractable schoolmate utility pen worth 39 cents. A $2.57 value, all three for only $1.69. How about that? A $2.57 value for only $1.69. Look for the special Papermate display at stores everywhere. Buy your two-tone pen at regular price, get an extra pen, an extra refill, free from Papermate. This sensational offer is limited, so hurry and get your free Papermate pen and free refill now.
There's no score as we go into the second inning. And leading off for the Milwaukee Braves will be Hank Aaron, who's hitting .375 in the World Series. Hank Aaron coming up. He'll be followed by Wes Covington and Frank Torrey. Aaron steps in. And like Hank Bauer, he too is a hitting streak going in World Series competition. He's hit safely in 9 straight series games. He punts. There's a pop-up foul. Barra goes after it. Soto's lumpy. Neither can get it. And it's over, rolling into the Milwaukee Braves dugout. So it's strike one to Hank Aaron. Be followed by Wes Covington. Both are .375 hitters in World Series play this year. Don Larson on the mound. Big 6'4", 227-pounder. Both pitchers are tall pitchers. Larson looks in to get the sign now from Barra. The windup and the pitch. And there's a foul back to the screen, and the count now strike two to Aaron. The outfield is playing Aaron deep, and they're deep in all fields, as Bauer is playing just on the edge of the cinder path out there in deep right center. They respect Aaron's power and those quick wrists, manner in which he gets that bat around. A little breeze is now stirred up, blowing out toward center. The count to Aaron, 0-2. Larson all set to work. Right-hander into the windup. Here comes the pitch, and there's a high hopper, which is just foul outside of third, as Lumpy goes over, takes it about 3 or 4 feet outside the bag, keeps the ball in play as he returns it to Larson at the mound. Darren steps back, he goes to the rosin bag. Now looks around at his defense for the moment, tugs at his cap, and now toes the rubber, gets the sign from Yogi Berra. Aaron waiting with a 2-strike count. Larson all set to work. Here's the windup. And here comes the pitch. And it's a swing and a miss as Aaron goes out on a strikeout. Down below us, the crowd joins in applause. And certainly no applause is more deserved than that for Roy Campanella, who has arrived here in wheelchair this afternoon to see the ball game in person. What a great, courageous competitor, and what a big moment to see Roy back here at a series game in person. Here's Wes Covington stepping in, hitting .375 in the series. He swings, sends a foul, which is over just to the side of the New York Yankee dugout. Wes Covington at the plate. In the first game of the series, Wes made a great throw in the first inning. He cut down Yogi Berra trying to race from first to third in a single. And in the second game, he cracked out 3 singles, scored 2 runs, and he knocked in 2 more. Husky left-handed batter. Stands with feet close together, crouches over the plate. Larson starts the windup. Here's the pitch. And there is a swing and a miss as Covington appeared to be a bit fooled that time on a breaking pitch. He held back, then he decided to go for it and took sort of a half swing. On the count now is strike two to Wes Covington. There's one out. Aaron is out on a strikeout. Larson has 2 strikeouts so far. And now the sign from Barra. Here's the next pitch. And there's a pop-up Behind third, Lumpy is going back, pulling for it. He's got it just in the fringe of the outfield grass. With two out, Frank Torrey will be the next hitter for the Milwaukee Braves. Frank appeared as a pinch hitter in the 58 series opener, but Torrey was a starter in the second game against Bob Turley, a right-hander, got one hit and drove in a run. Torrey, left-handed batter, in and waiting, and a curveball comes in low for ball one. There are two outs in the top of the second. There's no score, and so far just one hit. That was an infield hit by Hank Bauer to lead off for the Yankees in the first inning. Ball one, the count to Torrey. Now Larson all set. There's the windup. And the pitch on the way is low, another breaking pitch. The count now is ball two to Torrey. Two outs in the second inning. Campanella is being helped to a chair here, a seat at Yankee Stadium. Gets a fine round of applause. All set for the 2-0 pitch. It's swung on as a foul back out of play. This is a wonderful ovation. Let's listen to it for Roy Campanella. Was a standing ovation. All set to go now. It's ball two, strike one to Torrey with two outs in the second. Here's the pitch, and there's a liner to center field for a base hit for Torrey. Mantle comes in to field the ball, and Torrey has the first hit off Don Larson. A sharp single back through the middle to center field. Coming up now will be Del Crandall, whose series average is .286. And Crandall steps in with two outs, Torrey on first. Each side now has a hit in this game. Besides doing a fine job receiving the pitches of Spawn and Burdett in the first two games, Crandall drove in a run in each of these two contests. So Del Crandall now steps in with Torrey on first and two away. Larson stretching the pause. Here comes the pitch. And there is a high foul which is going over toward the seats, and it will be out of play. Hits up on the second deck and then falls down below. With the inevitable scramble for it. Thought strike one to Del Crandall. A little rosin now for Don Larson. The weatherman certainly has been good for the series this year. All set to work. Here comes the pitch, and it's inside, moving Crandall back slightly from the plate. The count now is 1-1. The outfield for Crandall is set up with Seaburn playing a fairly deep left center. Mantle has moved in just a bit in the center, but Bauer continues to play a deep right center field. Stretch on the pause by Larson. Here's the pitch, and it's inside for a ball. Crandall steps back out at the moment. Count now is ball two and strike one to Del Crandall, who is 28 years old. He's been a member of five National League All-Star teams. And had a fine season with a .272 average this past year. 2-1 the count. And now a lob throw to first base, and Torrey, who had not strayed from the bag, is back standing there. Count remains ball two, strike one to Del Crandall. Another look toward first. Here's the pitch. And there's a ball chopped foul off to the right. So that evens up the count now at 2-2 to Crandall. This is a must game for New York. No team which has lost the first three games of a World Series has ever bounced back to win the series in a seven-game series, that is. In fact, no team which has been down three games to none has ever been able to come back and win as many as two games in the best-of-seven classic. So if past statistics have any bearing, this certainly is a do-or-die game for New York. All set for the pitch, 2-2 the count. A swing and a miss. It was a curveball which broke away, and Crandall is out on a strikeout to retire the side. In this top of the second, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one man is left. And the score after the top half of the second, Milwaukee nothing, New York nothing. We've seen some great pitching in this series. You know, all of Lou Burdett's wins over New York have been seven hitters, four in all. He's a tough man under pressure. Of course, that's no news to Milwaukee fans. Lou has been coming through for them all year. But here's something that's big, big news to everyone. Now you can get a Gillette one-piece TV razor for just 79 cents. And that's not all your 79 cents buys. You'll also get a dispenser of Gillette Blue Blades with the sharpest edges ever honed and a neat, compact travel case. Don't miss this wonderful bargain. Get in on real shaving comfort. Clean, refreshing shaves that stay with you far longer. The Gillette TV razor is made all in one piece. Gives you instant blade changing and cleaning. Double edges save you money on blades. This is a regular $1 value, but as a World Series special, it's yours for only 79 cents. Stop at a neighborhood store and get your Gillette TV razor before they're all gone. Yogi Berra comes up. Leading off in the bottom half of the second inning, there's no score in this third game of the World Series. Berra's hitting 250 in the series classic this year. A husky left-handed batter, noted for his ability to hit pitches, whether they're inches away from the plate or not. And the husky Yankee catcher and man of other positions as well, now steps in to face right-hander Bob Rush. We're all set to go. Here's the windup now by Rush. And the first pitch to Berra is swung on. There's a pop-up along the left field line. Logan is going back, and he goes into foul territory to make the catch. Johnny Logan taking Yogi Berra's pop-up about 30 or 40 feet behind third and outside the line for out number one. That brings up Norm Seaborn, a left-handed batter, hitting 333 in the World Series. Casey Stengel said before the ball game that he had a tough job making up his mind when he had the lineup because he has benched his leading hitter this year in Elston Howard. Here's the pitch to Seaborn, and it's a called strike. Buddy said, how can I leave out my regular left fielder, Seaborn, who had a 300 average, and he, too, is a left-handed batter, whereas Howard bats right. Here's the pitch, and it comes in wide. The count now is 1-1. So Casey said, I think I'll go with Seaborn. I certainly can't take out Mantle, and Bauer has been doing a tremendous job. So that was the outfield. But it gives the Yankees added bench strength. Here's the 1-1 pitch. A curve, and there's a fly ball to short left. Covington's coming in. He's got it. And there are two outs now on the bottom of the second as Jerry Lumpy is the next hitter for the New York Yankees. Lumpy is essentially a line drive hitter. He occasionally rides one a long way. He's 25 years old. He, too, is a left-handed batter. So Lumpy, looking for a World Series hitter, is up there. And the first pitch is inside for a ball. It's ball one to Lumpy. Two outs, there's nobody on. And there's no score, and this is the bottom of the second inning here in New York. No breeze whatsoever, blue skies overhead. Rush starts the windup. Here comes the pitch. And there's a hard hit ball to the third baseman, Matthews. He takes the hop, throws to first for the out. Torrey came slightly off the bag that time, also made the tag on Lumpy going by. And the side is retired with no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. And the score at the end of two innings, Milwaukee nothing, New York nothing.
Hurry and get your Gillette TV razor. Just 79 cents, then what a buy. And we'll tell you it's in short supply. So hurry and get your Gillette TV razor. Go get one fast and be in luck. 79 cents instead of a buck.
Here now is the third inning. And Johnny Logan will lead off for the Milwaukee Braves against Don Larson. There's no score as Logan comes up. Logan hitting 250 in the World Series so far. He's been a clutch player for the Milwaukee Braves. Johnny got Milwaukee's first hit of the 58 series when he rammed a first inning double to left off Whitey Ford in the first game. And in the second game, Just when it appeared the Yankees might escape the Braves' first inning outburst with only two runs across, Logan inserted a two-run single. And this hit also made it possible for Lou Burdett to step to the plate and wallop his three-run homer in that inning. All set to go. Here's Larson's pitch. And it comes in low for a ball. Tremendous crowd on hand. It's estimated at being up there around the 70,000 mark, perhaps a little below, a little over. But as we look around, you can't see an empty seat in Yankee Stadium. And they're seeing a tight ball game. Here's the pitch. Logan fouls one, and that bounded off Barra. Seemed to hit him up there about chest high on the foul over near the left shoulder. He was stunned for a moment. He's up now. Yogi takes a lot of beating, but he always seems to come back for more. He's a great competitor. And Larson has stepped back off the mound, but they count now 1-1 to Logan. The pitcher, Bob Rush, will be the number nine man, and then the top of the batting order for the Braves. Now Barra's all set. Crouches gives the sign. Larson ready to work. On the right-hander into the windup. Here comes the pitch, and there's a high pop-up along the left field line over toward the seats. Kubek is moving outside the line, and he has it. So Logan pops up in foul territory for out number one. As Tony Kubek, the shortstop, went over to haul it in. Here's the pitcher, Bob Rush. Rush was the Braves' third biggest winner behind Burdett and Spawn, and he put on his best spurt in the home stretch, winning four after August 27th. So Rush had a 200 batting average this past season. He can swing that bat on occasion. Steps in there with one out, nobody on in the third inning. Larson delivers, and it's a curve wide for a ball. Ball one to Rush. On deck, Bill Bruton. Larson tugs at the cap, now looks in to get the sign. Here's the windup. And the pitch on the way, a fastball on the outside corner for a called strike. Rush started to go for that one. Looked like he just moved in a bit, and then held back, looked to Tom Gorman for the sign that was called a strike. Count now is 1-1 to Rush. One out. There's nobody on, and there's no score in the third inning. Here's the next pitch, and it's a swing and a miss. Larson kept that one in tight, a fastball, and Rush swung on it for strike two. 1-2 the count to Rush. The outfield is moved in just slightly for Rush, but not too noticeably. The windup by Larson. Here it comes, and a swing and a miss, and Rush is out on a strikeout. So that means there are two away in the third inning, as Bruton, who led off the ball game with a bunt attempt and was thrown out by Barra, comes up for the second time. Well, it starts out right now as a pitching duel between Larson and Rush. And for Larson, he has had four strikeouts so far. Now Bruton steps in. Left-handed batter. The outfield pulls around slightly toward right. Larson into the windup. And the first pitch on the way, a changeup curve for a called strike. Well, Don began pitching with no windup back in 1956, but he returned to using the windup occasionally this season when he began having elbow trouble. He's been using it this afternoon. Here it comes. Another curve comes in low. On the count now is 1-1 to Bruton. Two outs. So far in the ballgame, Torrey, with a single to center, has the only hit for the Milwaukee Braves. And the only hit for the Yankees so far has been Bauer's infield hit to deep short. Count is 1-1 to Bruton. Larson ready. Big right-hander goes into the windup. And the pitch to Bruton. A fastball, which is swung on and missed. On the count now is ball one, strike two. Both these pitches have good stuff this afternoon. Larson flips the rosin bag off to the side. Now throws the rubber once again. The count is ball one, strike two. Bruton in and waiting. Holds the bat ready. Here's the pitch. It's a curveball, which was high. On the count now is 2-2 to Bruton. 2-2. Here's the windup. Here comes the next one. And a curveball comes in low. Bruton just barely started to move for it, then held back. So far in the ball game, we've seen no walks issued by either pitcher. But the count now has gone to 3-2, and again, Larson has stepped back, goes to the rosin bag. Now toes the rubber, gets the sign from Barra. Bruton in there waiting with the count 3-2. Here's the windup, and here comes the pitch. A fastball is low, and Bruton draws a walk. So that is the first walk in this third game. On the batter is Red Shandings, who grounded out in the first inning on a hard hit ball to the first baseman, Bill Scourin. Shandings, the switch hitter, is in there. Batting left-handed against Larson, as is his style. He's choked up there on the bat. He crouches slightly at the plate with his knees. There's a look to the runner, and the pitch, a swing and a miss by Red, and it's strike one. Bruton, a fast man on first base. Count is strike one to Shandings. There are two outs in this third inning. So far in the ball game, nobody has been able to get to second bases yet. There's a lob throw to first, and Bruton is back to the bag. It's been a pitcher's battle all the way. Larson with a stretch in the pause, and another throw to first base, and again Bruton is back. You may recall when we broadcast from Milwaukee the constant chant when Bruton was on, go, go, go. He again edges off the base. He's going as Shandings fouls one off to the side. He got a good break that time, and Red swinging away on the pitch fouled one off to the side. And now Bruton is moving back. So the count now is 0-2 to Shandings. Red steps out. And Larson, with his back now to home plate, surveys the defensive alignment. Now decides a little more rosin may help the situation. Flips the bag off to the side. Looks in to get the sign from Yogi Berra. Bruton again edges slightly off first. Scourin covering there at the bag for New York. Stretch in the pause. A look toward the runner. The pitch is fouled back behind home plate. That time Bruton just made a bluff. He just started his move but quickly put on the brakes. So it's now strike two, the count holds, to Shandings. As Larson with a new ball is back off the mound. Glove off, rubbing up the ball. Couldn't ask for finer weather, and certainly an enthusiastic crowd is on hand, a large crowd, capacity crowd, to witness this third and most important ball game here. The first in New York's Yankee Stadium in the series. Now we're all set to go as Larson looks in to get the sign from Berra. The stretch and the pause, a look toward Bruton at first. There goes Bruton. There's the pitch, and there's a ground ball right to the spot vacated by Kubek. Bruton is on the way to third. Shandings, with a perfect execution of the hit and run, put one right through the spot that Kubek left as Kubek went over to cover second as Bruton made a dash for the bag. You couldn't ask for a finer execution offensively than we have just witnessed, demonstrated. Bruton running, and Shandings put one right through shortstop as Kubek went over to cover. So the Milwaukee Braves, now with two outs, have Bruton on third and Shandings on first. And the batter is the dangerous Eddie Matthews, who struck out in the first inning. Ed Matthews is in there. All set to go. Here's the pitch. And there's a high foul, which is going over toward the seats, and it ends up in the seats. So it's strike one to Eddie Matthews. Ed has gone down on strikeouts five times in the series, but he's also contributed to the Milwaukee Braves' success with some fine fielding plays, and he's had a double and a single. He's driven in a couple of runs. A left-handed batter who can really hit that long ball. And on first and third, two outs. Here's the pitch, and it's a fastball moving Matthews back. Count now's 1-1. And Larson steps back off the mound. Now we're set. There's a look in to get the sign. On third base, Bruton. On first, Shandings. Here's the pitch, and there's another high foul, which is going back out of play. Berra started to give chase, gave up as the ball ended back on the screen, and it's now ball one, strike two to Matthews. Matthews last year had a most dramatic home run, his two-run extra inning homer won the fourth game. And this past year for the Braves, he had 31 homers and 77 RBIs. Larson back to the rosin bag once again. On third base, Fruten. On first, it's Shane Deans. And there are two outs as the Braves have the first big scoring opportunity here in the third. All set to go now. The count is ball one, strike two. Matthews waits. Here's the pitch. And it's a swing and a miss. Matthews out of the strikeout. That retires the side. In this third, total showing no runs. One hit, no errors, and two are left. And the score after the top half of the third inning, Milwaukee nothing, the New York Yankees nothing. Ever notice how carefully the Braves pitch to Yogi Berra? He's a rough man at the plate. Has been for years. You know, every time Berra starts, he sets a new World Series record for games played. And Gillette's World Series special, the one-piece TV razor, is setting new records, too. All over America, men are taking advantage of this wonderful bargain. A Gillette TV razor for only 79 cents. Here's what you get for just 79 cents. A precision-built Gillette one-piece razor, a dispenser of Gillette blue blades, plus a sturdy compact travel case. There's a buy if there ever was one. Clean, refreshing shaves. Really comfortable shaves. Are quick and easy with the Gillette TV razor. And one-piece construction means instant blade changing and rinsing. When you add the economy of double edges, you have the biggest shaving bargain in years. Better hurry up and get your Gillette one-piece TV razor, dispenser of Gillette blue blades, and a trim travel case for only 79 cents. This offer is good only while the supply lasts. There's no score. This is the bottom of the third, and it's Bill Skowron, hitting 250 in the series, leading off against Rush. Husky right-handed batter, in and waiting. Here's the first pitch, and it's a bunt. Rush comes over to field it, up with the ball, throws to first, fully out. Skowron is out. The bunt was to the right side. It was about 10 feet inside the line, and Rush seemed to hesitate for just a brief instant as he broke off the rubber to field the ball. But he came up with it nicely. His throw was low. Torrey took it about a foot off the ground at first. But Skowron is out, and there's one away. Gil McDougall, hitting 375 in the series, is up there now for the first time against Bob Rush. And the right-hander's first pitch is a curve, which is low for a ball. Gil cracked out a couple of singles in the first game of the series. He added another single in the second game. Rush delivers, and there's a fastball, which is foul, back behind the plate, off to our right. On the count now is 1-1 to Gil McDougall, with one out. So far, there's been one hit for the Yankees, Bauer's infield hit. And for Milwaukee, there have been two hits. The windup, and the pitch is a fastball, which is high, and the count now is ball two and strike one to Gil McDougall. Bob Rush on the mound with his first World Series start. Gets the sign now from Del Crandall. McDougall waits. Here's the 2-1 pitch on the way. A curveball is wide, and the count now is 3-1. On deck, although not up out of the dugout as yet, is the pitcher, Don Larson, who is a pretty fair hitter. And we've seen that pitches hitting going to make a big difference in this World Series. The 3-1 pitch is on the way. A fastball. Sent it one hop back to Rush. He's got it. The throw to first for the out. Rush, in making that grab of McDougall's hot bounder to the box, fell to his knees, was up quickly, and got it over to first base in plenty of time for out number two. And that brings up the pitcher, Don Larson. Well, Larson batted 306 this season. He had 15 for 49 with four homers and 13 RBIs. He has been used as a pinch hitter. As a matter of fact, he established the Major League record for pitches by hitting safely seven straight times with the St. Louis Browns back in 1953. So Larson steps in. He's got power to all fields. Two outs. We're in the bottom half of the third. Here comes the pitch. And a fastball comes in wide for ball one. There's no score, nobody on base, and two away for the New York Yankees. Rush, who throws that good fastball on the mound, dips low on the windup. Up goes the arm. The pitch on the way, a curve. And there's a slow hopper halfway back to the mound. Rush fields it, throws to first for the out. Larson topped that one. And Rush, in this third, has the Yankees down in order. The score at the end of three innings, Milwaukee nothing, New York nothing.
Hey, don't tell everybody. Tell you why, because Gillette only has a limited supply of Gillette TV razors. Dig this price.
Just 79 cents, so take this advice.
And hurry, hurry, hurry. Get one fast, your Gillette TV razor while they last.
Let's pause 30 seconds for station identification.
When you shop for a mixer, remember, Saratoga Vichy is the real Vichy. The Saratoga Vichy Company does not make Vichy, they bottle it right from the pure waters of the Vichy Spring.
Get the yellow label, yellow label, yellow label, yellow label.
Saratoga Vichy, the real Vichy. WGY Schenectady. Folks, prepare for the dangerous winter driving ahead. Buy safe Goodyear Suburbanite winter tires with a lifetime guarantee from Albert E. Oliver Incorporated, Albany, New York.
In the fourth inning, the leadoff batter will be Hank Aaron against Don Larson. Hank went down swinging in the second to be followed by Cummington and Torrey. Larson so far has posted five strikeouts. Incidentally, it was rather an odd inning in the bottom of the third when Bob Rush got all three assists. Scarron bunted and went out. Then McDougal and Larson grounded out from the pitcher to first. On the Scarron bunt, Rush threw to Torrey also. So here's Aaron now leading off. There's no score. We're in the fourth inning. Hank, a right-handed batter, in there and waiting. Larson, all set, goes into the windup. And the pitch on the way is a breaking pitch for a called strike. Hank hit the double, which eluded Yankee right fielder Hank Bauer in the eighth inning of the 58 series opener. Led to the removal of Whitey Ford and the subsequent downfall of the New Yorkers in that game. In the second contest, Aaron had two singles and a walk, and he scored two runs. He's in there with a strike one count as Larson curved him in the outside corner. Here's the next pitch. A fastball is fouled off to the right. On the count now, strike two to Hank Aaron. Leading off in the fourth inning of a scoreless ball game. This past season, Hank had 30 homers and 95 runs batted in and a .326 batting average. He's in there waiting with a two-strike count. Larson gets the sign from Barra. The outfield is playing deep, Aaron. Here's the windup, and the pitch on the way, a fastball, and there's a high fly ball going to short left. Seaburn comes in, waiting, and has it. Strong sun is beating out there, and left, and in center. The right field, in deep right, in the shadows right now, as the shadows also extend just beyond the first baseline and start to creep out over the infield. With the Aaron fly out to Seaburn, the batter now is Wes Covington, who popped up in the second. So Covington is in there. One out, nobody on. Here comes the pitch. A curve is high for a ball. The farthest advance so far in the ball game has been in the third inning, as on a perfectly executed hit and run with two away, Bruton on first, Shane Dienst put one through the hole vacated by the shortstop into left. And Bruton moved to third. However, Larson tightened then, got Matthews in a strikeout to retire the side, and so the Braves had two scranted. That's been the farthest advance by either side. Earlier, Torrey had a single in the second, but he was left at first base. And for the Yankees so far, Bauer singled an infield hit in the first inning, but as Kubek struck out, Bauer was picked off first by Crandall, and that's been the only Yankee on. A swing and a miss now by Wes Covington as he gave it a big riffle that time. And the count is 1-1. Covington steps outside the batter's box. When Rush had three assists in the third inning, he became the fourth to do it in the World Series. 1-1 to Covington. Here's Larson's pitch. And there goes a long fly ball to left center. Mantle is going to his right and has it. That was a well-stroked ball by Covington, but Mantle, who was playing fairly deep, moved to his right to haul it in. And there are two away in the fourth. Torrey, who is one of the two brave hits off Larson, is the next man up for Milwaukee. A left-handed batter. The outfield is pulled slightly around toward right. And so far, pitchers have dominated this third game. Larson and Rush both pitching superb ball up to this point. Torrey steps in. Here's the windup. And the pitch, a curve which is fouled back. And it's strike one. Both of these men were going very well toward the latter part of the year. Larson pitched 11 straight shutout innings in two appearances toward the close of the season as a tune-up for the series. And Rush also finished strong, coming down the home stretch for the Milwaukee Braves. So they both come in at the peak of their condition. Here's the pitch to Torrey. And there goes a looping drive to short center. It's in there for a hit. Torrey lifted a curveball in the short center. And Mantle came in, elected to play it on the hop. And Torrey now has his second hit. Both have been to center. The hit back in the second was a sharp liner. This one was sort of a looped ball going out. But both were in there for two of the three Milwaukee hits. Torrey is two, and Chaney's has the other. In the series, Torrey is 3-for-8 now. And the batter is Del Crandall, who struck out in the second. Two outs, Torrey on first. Crandall steps in. Larson throws over to Scarron, but Torrey is not moved off the bag. Now Del waiting. Swings right from the end of the bat. There's the stretch and the pause by Larson. Here's the pitch, and it comes in high for a ball. Ball one to Crandall. Dell had a .272 average this past season, and he stroked 18 homers. And his average equaled his Major League batting high. In there waiting with a ball one count. Torrey edges off first base. It's a look toward the runner. Larson's pitch on the way is a fastball which comes in low for ball two. Torrey has been playing the latter part of the season in the series with his right wrist taped, extending around his thumb. Certainly has not interfered with his batting stroke, as you've already witnessed, as he is two this afternoon, two base hits. Crandall waits. Larson taking a goodly bit of time. The stretch and the pause. Here's the pitch. And it's a swing and a miss by Del Crandall. The count now is ball two, strike one. Larson goes to the rosin bag once again. Don flips it aside. Looks in to get the sign now from Yogi Berra. Torrey at first, two outs. Infield back at normal depth. The outfield is slightly pulled around toward left. Stretch and the pause. A look toward the runner. The pitch to Crandall. Comes in wide. And that makes it now ball three and strike one. Well, this is a big pitch coming up right now. With the count of 3-1 to Crandall. If he walks, that will put Torrey in scoring position. And let's see what the Braves decide to do now. As Crandall again is in and waiting. Larson with the stretch and the pause. Torrey leads and he draws a throw and hustles back to the bag. Scarron returns the ball quickly to Larson, who again goes to the rosin bag. Now he tugs the cap, looks in to get the sign. Count, ball three, strike one to Crandall. A look toward the runner. There is the pitch on a liner, which is foul. Crandall, last one, which was fouled outside the left field line. Fouled by about 25 feet or so. So that makes a 3-2. I was noting as the pitch came in that Torrey made a fake break toward second base, but then he quickly stopped. Out of the side of his eye, though, so that Yogi Berra appeared to be noticing just slightly. 3-2, Torrey will be moving on the next pitch. There he goes. Here comes the pitch, and it's a strike call. A curveball, and Crandall is out on a strikeout to retire the side. So in the fourth, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one man is left. And the score after the top half of the fourth inning remains Milwaukee nothing, New York nothing. You know, among the many series stars, you surely can't overlook Billy Bruton. Billy's hitting sure has added a lot of rooters to the Bruton fan club. And here's news that's making plenty of new fans for Gillette. Now you can get a Gillette one-piece TV razor for just 79 cents. Here's the shaving value of the year. 79 cents buys a modern Gillette TV razor, a dispenser of Gillette blue blades, and a good-looking travel case. No wonder it's such a big hit. The Gillette TV razor is precision engineered in one piece. Blade changing takes only an instant. A quick rinse and it's clean. And double edges give you more shaves per blade. You save time and money. And what clean, refreshing shaves you get, with comfort that makes you say, this is it. Be sure to get your World Series special. A Gillette TV razor, a dispenser of Gillette blue blades, and a travel case, all for just 79 cents. But don't delay, they're going fast. It's been a magnificent pitching duel, which we're witnessing, Rush and Larson. And so far, Seaburn's fly to left in the second inning has been the only ball hit to the outfield by the Yankees. Hank Bauer, who is New York's only hit, leads off in this bottom half of the fourth. Bauer had an infield hit. He beat out Logan's throw from deep in the hole at short to Torrey at first. So Hank Bauer is in there. And the windup by Rush. Here comes the pitch. A fastball is popped up. Foul outside of first. Torrey goes outside the line. And he's got it. There's one up. And the batter is Tony Kubek, who whiffed in the first inning. The way that these pitches out there are mowing down, the batter's coming up. It looks as if a break or just a couple of hits back-to-back could be a deciding factor. Here's Kubek now. And he attempts a bunt and misses for strike one. Strike one to Tony Kubek. On deck is Mickey Mantle. Of course, whenever Mantle is on deck, the crowd keeps a couple of eyes focused over there on him because he always has the strength to break up any ball game. Kubek in there waiting. Here's the pitch, a curve, and there's a liner right to Johnny Logan for out number two. Kubek lining out to Logan. Johnny started a break towards second. That ball curved right in toward his glove as he was moving. Here's Mantle, who struck out in the first inning. Comes up now with two away, nobody on. In the bottom half of inning number four. No score in this third game of the World Series. And this is a game that the Yankees need if they want to stay back in contention. The Braves just want to keep rolling along. The first pitch to Mantle is a fastball, which is wide. The count now is ball one. Hank Aaron is playing just a few feet from that low barrier out there in right. Ball one to Mantle. The windup by Rush. Tall right-hander's pitch is a fastball, which moves Mantle back from the plate, and the count now is ball two. Mantle has certainly hit some mammoth homers here in this ballpark, as well as other ballparks throughout the league. 2-0 the count. The windup by Rush. On the next pitch on the way, another fastball which is fouled in and out of Crandall's mitt. And it's now ball two, strike one. Crandall rubbing up a new ball before feeding it out to Bob Rush on the mound. For tomorrow, incidentally, will be Whitey Ford against Warren Spahn. So we should see a continuation of this excellent pitching. Ball two, strike one to Mantle. Rush all set. Right-handed dips low in the windup. Brings the arm up high above his head. Delivers a fastball, which is a called strike on the outside corner. And the count now is 2-2. It came in about letter high in the outside corner. Count now is 2-2 to Mantle. Two away. Rush decides to go to the rosin bag for the moment. Now steps back up, toes the rubber. Looks in toward the plate. Mantle keeps that bat all set, ready and waiting. Here's the 2-2 pitch. And it's inside, and the count now is 3-2. Rush changed speeds that time. Count is 3-2. Again, Rush steps back, rubs up the ball. Outfield is deep. Count to Mantle, 3-2. We're all set to go. Here's the windup. And the 3-2 pitch on the way is low, and Mantle draws a walk. So for Rush, the first walk that he's given up as he pitched very cautiously to Mantle. And now the crowd here in New York comes to life as Yogi Berra steps in. He fouled out on a pop-up in the second. So Berra is up there now with Mantle on first and two outs. As a look toward the runner, the pitch is ball one, fastball. Alvera is 0 for 1. He needs only one more hit to equal the record of 58 hits made by Frankie Frisch. Throw to first base, but Mantle is not moving. Now Rush all set to go again. Here it comes. And Vera watches a strike come over on the inside corner for a called strike one. Count is 1-1 to Vera. Another throw to first base, but Mantle is standing right there at the bag. This past year, Yogi hit .266 with 22 homers and 90 RBIs. Another throw to first base, and Mantle still has not strayed off the bag. But Rush has taken no chances. He's keeping Mantle close. And now Berra steps out of the batter's box. Yogi back in and waiting, stretching the paws. Here's the 1-1 pitch. A fastball, it's too low. And the count now is ball two, strike one. In the first game of the 58 series, Yogi had a double and a single, but he went hitless in the second contest. 2-1 the count. Mantle takes a slim lead off first, now a little further. Mantle's moving as Berra swings. There's a pop-up. Shandy's just waiting for it, and he's got it. So in the bottom half of the fourth, no runs, no hits, no errors, and one left. At the end of four innings, the score is Milwaukee nothing, New York nothing.
Look sharp, feel sharp, be sharp and listen, mister. How are you fixed for blades? Do you have blades? How are you fixed for blades? You better check. Please make sure you have enough, cause a worn out
let's pause 30 seconds for station identification.
The yellow label is your only guarantee of getting real Vichy, Saratoga Vichy. If you want real Vichy,
the yellow label, yellow label, yellow label, yellow label.
Insist on the famous yellow label that says Saratoga Vichy. Garage doors for residential, commercial, industrial use. Manual or remote control. Literature on request. Free estimates. Contact Murphy Overhead Doors, 1148 Central Avenue, Albany. WGY, WGFM, Schenectady.
It's been a scoreless ball game as we move into the fifth inning. And Johnny Logan will lead off against Darren Larson. Larson has struck out six in the first four. He has yielded three hits. So far, Torrey is two singles. Shane Deanst is a single. Bob Rush, pitching against the New York Yankees in the first four innings, has given up only one hit. That was Bauer, who singled an infield hit in the first, and Hank was picked off in the same frame as Kubek went out on a strikeout on Crandall's throw to Torrey. Since that time, the only other Yankee to have been on base was Mantle, who walked in the fourth and was left stranded. So it's been a tight one all the way. And here's Logan, who is 0 for 1. He fouled out in the third. Leading off here in the fifth, Johnny steps in to face Larson. And Don's first pitch is high for a ball. Early in the ballgame, Larson, on just a few pitches, didn't take his full windup. But since that time, has been utilizing it, coming up over his head. Here's the next pitch. And there goes a fly ball to left field. Seaborn is there, and he has it. So there's one out. On that play, Logan gave it a big cut and appeared like he might possibly have splinted his back. Seaborn started to move back, and then decided to come in as that ball took off well, but didn't seem to carry. So Logan is out, and the applause is for Bob Rush, who struck out in the third inning. It's a scoreless ball game, and there's one out in the fifth. Rush steps in, bats right-handed. Here's the pitch, and it's a curve in the outside corner for a called strike from Don Larson. And there is strike two. Strike two to Rush with one out on the top of the fifth. Now Larson into the windup. Here it comes, and the pitch is wide. Ball one, strike two to Rush. The outfield finds Mickey Mantle, moved in just slightly in center field. Larson set to work. Right-hander goes into the windup. Here's the 1-2 pitch. A strike three swinging as Rush goes out in a strikeout. Well, Larson is having a big afternoon in the strikeout department with seven posted now, and there are two away in the fifth as Bill Bruton comes up. Bill's 0 for 1, and he's walked. Seven strikeouts for Larson in 4 2/3 innings, and Bruton comes up with two outs and nobody on. No score in the ballgame. Bruton, a left-handed batter, in and waiting. Here's the windup by Don, and the pitch is a strike call to the outside corner. Strike one to Bruton. So far, the high strikeouts in the series, 8 by Whitey Ford. Here's the next pitch to Bruton, and it comes in wide, and the count now is 1-1. Larson back off the mound. Goes to the rosin bag. Don has the fine assortment of pitches, that good fastball, fine slider, curve. He starts the windup. Here's the 1-1 pitch, a changeup, which is popped up, foul. Lumpy outside the line at third, waiting. He's got it right by the coach's box to retire the side. So on the fifth, they're three up and three down. And the score after the top half of the fifth inning is Milwaukee nothing, the Yankees nothing. And now, here at the microphone, here's a young fellow who has won a national reputation with his fine air work, the voice of the Milwaukee Braves, Earl Gillespie.
Well, thank you very much, Bob Wolf, and quite a ball game here, the third game of the series, as the Milwaukee Braves lead in the series, two victories to the Yankees, none, and the Yankees coming to bat in the last half of the fifth inning in a scoreless pitchers duel between Bob Rush and Don Larson. Norm Seaborn, who fly the left field his first time at bat, takes strike one right down the alley across the knees. Seaborn flied to Covington in the second. As Bob Rush has faced only 13 men in the first four innings, no Yankee has reached second base. Outfield is about straight away for the left-handed batting Norm Seaborn, who takes a ball. The fastball is outside. Ball one and strike one. Big Bob Rush, who now makes his home down in Mesa, Arizona, which happens to be the spring training headquarters of the Chicago Cubs. Starts it in the motion, kicks up his left leg, the right arm down, the pitch is swung on, missed, strike two, and it's 1-2 on Seaborn. On deck is third baseman Jerry Lumpy, and Lumpy will be followed by first baseman Bill Scowron. No score. The Braves have had three hits, two singles by first baseman Frank Torrey, and a hit-and-run base hit by Red Shandinst. The Yankees have had one hit, leadoff single in the infield by Hank Bauer. Ball one and strike two on Norm Seaborn. The pitch is just too close. Ball two and strike two. Just missed the inside corner. Braves outfield this afternoon has Covington in left, Billy Bruton in center field, and Henry Aaron in right field. Matthews at third, Logan at short, Shandinst at second base, and Torrey at first base. Crandall behind the plate, and Bob Rush is on the mound. Ball two and a strike two count. The pitch, and Seaborn takes high, and it's ball three. Full count, 3-2. Bob Rush went the distance on Mickey Mantle in the last half of the fourth inning on a 3-2 pitch. He walked Mickey, who became the second Yankee base runner. Here's the windup by Rush. 3-2 pitch, and it's ball four. And for the second time in the ballgame, the Yankees get their leadoff man on base. Bauer, single to deep, short in the first. Norm Seaburn draws the second walk off Bob Rush. Puts a Yankee runner on first base with nobody out. Brings up the third baseman, Jerry Lumpy. Lumpy was thrown out by Eddie Matthews in the second. And Frank Torrey, going to the home plate side of first base, was forced to tag Lumpy as he went by at first. A left-handed batter, the outfield, playing a little bit towards left. He's going to bunt, takes a strike on the outside corner. And it's a strike one count. Jerry Lumpy, making his first start of the series, had appeared once as a pinch batter. He replaces Andy Carey, who was hitless in six times at bat. The pitch is cut on. There's a high fly ball, short center field. Logan is racing back. Bruton is coming in. Now watch out. Billy's calling for the ball. He makes the catch. Long run by the center fielder, Billy Bruton. And that was the same type play that ruined Billy Bruton in 1957 at Pittsburgh's Forbes Field when he crashed into Felix Mantilla on a high fly ball short center field that knocked Bruton out of the 57 Fall Classic. This time, Logan veered away as Billy kept charging in and calling for the ball. So that's one out. Seaburn on first base, and here is first baseman Scowron. Big Bill Scowron, who tried to bunt for a base hit, was thrown out by Rush in the third. The infield is straight away. The outfield deep, shaded slightly towards left as Rush looks. Delivers. Here's a swing and a ground ball to the second baseman's left. Stabbed by Shanding. Over the first. He's out on a great play by the redhead. Beautiful play to his gloved hand side as Shanding's roaming far to his left. Picked up that hot ground ball off the bat of Bill Scowron. Fired over to Torrey. And they got Scowron at first base, sending Seaburn into second base. So the Yankees have their first base runner on second in the ballgame. And we have a young southpaw, Juan Pizarro, loosening up in the left center field bullpen for manager Fred Haney. Juan Pizarro, the first New York Yankee to reach second base. Norm Seaburn, two outs. The batter is second baseman Gil McDougal, the clutch ball player. Gil was thrown out by Bob Rush and made a fine stab of Gil's hard shot to his left in the third inning, so he's 0-for-1. Takes ball one. It's low and outside. Ball one and no strikes. No score. We're in the last half of the fifth inning. A real solid pitcher's duel between Bob Rush and Don Larsen. Right-handed batter. They're going to walk. Gil McDougal now with first base open to bring up the pitcher, Don Larsen, and it's Bob Wolf. Told you, folks, on Larson's last appearance at the plate, he is a dangerous hitter. But the Braves going for percentage now, setting up a forced play at any bag in the infield. And there's ball four to Gil McDougal. An intentional walk. And a big hand for a guy who has turned in a tremendous performance so far. Don Larsen, working a three-hitter. And now he's going to try to swing that bat to help his own cause. Don Larsen, thrown out by Bob Rush in the third. Yankee runners perched on first and second base. Two men are out in the last half of the fifth inning. The outfield about straight away. The infield straight away. The redhead deep at second base. Here is the pitch, and it's a fastball outside. Ball one, no strikes. This, of course, is the key man for Bob Rush because a mighty dangerous and a red-hot Hank Bauer is on deck. Larsen waiting as Rush gets the sign, delivers a swing and a foul back here towards us. Line shot back on the screen, and it's ball one and strike one. Larsen went up to the plate 49 times this year, had 15 base hits. Ball one and strike one. Yankee runners on first and second. Here's a swing and a foul up into the upper deck first base side, and it's ball one and strike two. And now Bob Rush is out in front of the hitter. He can make Larsen go after his best pitch. Ball one and strike two. Norm Seaburn on second base. Gil McDougal on first base. Both walked. McDougal receiving an intentional pass with first base open. Rush working in the bottom half of the fifth inning at Yankee Stadium. The big, bespectacled right-hander goes into the stretch. Kicks, delivers. Curveball, low and outside, and it's ball two and strike two. Rush kept that breaking pitch low and away from this dangerous Don Larsen. Ball two, strike two. Eddie Matthews deep at third. Logan is deep at short. Shane Dinks is standing on the edge of the outfield grass at second base, and Torrey is deep at first. 2-2 pitch. Ball three. It's blown outside, so the stage is set. Ball three and a strike two count. A bad pitch will load him up and bring up Hank Bauer. And the Yankee runners on first and second base will be going on the 3-2 pitch. Bob Rush reaches down, gives that rosin sack a squeeze. Tugs at his cap, steps up on the rubber, looks down at Del Trandall, and a mighty important pitch is coming your way in just a second. Ball three, strike two. There's the stretch by Rush. Arms down, there go the runners. Here is ball four. And the Yankees have loaded the bases in the last half of the fifth inning. And we move up to the top of the batting order. One of the great clutch ball players in the history of this World Series Classic, Hank Bauer, who has hit safely in 17 consecutive World Series games. He beat out a hit the deep short on the first. Popped out to Torrey on the first pitch in the fourth inning. Hank Bauer with a chance to put the Yankees out in front. And the left-hander Juan Pizarro starts throwing harder in the Braves bullpen. Braves outfield is shading Bauer towards the left. Bob Rush has his windup back, looks down at Del Trandall. He's in a hot spot. Into the motion, here comes the first pitch, and Bauer takes ball one. It's high. Ball one and no strikes. And the Yankee crowd here at Yankee Stadium comes alive as the Yankees threaten. No score. Bottom half of the fifth inning. Seaver on third base. McDougal on second base. Don Larson on first base. Ball one, no strike count. Bob Rush has the sign. Here's the pitch, and Hank Bauer takes a spike on the outside corner, knee high. It's ball one and strike one. Ball one, strike one count on Bauer. Hank steps out of the batter's box. This guy's been around a long time. He knows the pressure of the World Series as he is playing now in his ninth World Series. Ball one, strike one count. Yankee followers probably couldn't have a better guy up there in this situation. Here's the pitch. There's a swing and a high foul up in the upper deck behind the plate. And now Bob Rush is out in front of Bauer, just as he was out in front of Don Larson. Ball one and strike two. But he walked Larson. But there's no place to put Bauer now as the bases are jammed. No score in the last half of the fifth inning. Bob Rush up on the rubber. Takes his time. Bending of the waist, nods. He has the sign. Into the motion. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Bauer swings at the fly ball to short right field. It might drop in for a base hit. It is. One run is scoring. Two runs are scoring. Here's the play to the plate. Cut off. Blue chip performance by Hank Bauer as he dropped the single to the right field with Yankee runners moving. Two runs score. The Yankees lead 2-0. And that is only hit number two off Bob Rush. And the fellow who possesses both hits, the guy on first base, Hank Bauer. Don Larson moved around to third base. The throw from Aaron was cut by Frank Torrey between first base and home plate. Now we go to the shortstop, Tony Kubek. Yankees leading 2-0 in the last half of the fifth. Kubek has struck out, lined to short, swings at the drive to right center field. Fruton back there is waiting. He makes the catch, and that retires the side. Seven men batted in the last half of the fifth inning. Two-run score on just one hit. Three walks, one intentional. No errors, and two Yankees were left on base. The score is New York 2 and Milwaukee nothing. Gillette has been asked to bring you the following message as a public service. This is an important election year. We'll be electing all members of the House of Representatives, plus 32 senators, plus 34 governors, plus hundreds of other local officials. In the light of the great world and domestic problems, it's especially important that you and me and every citizen of voting age make certain that only the most capable men and women represent us. And remember this. The strongest reminder we can give the entire world that America is very much interested in preserving our free way of life is an overwhelming turnout of voters. So register, get all the facts, and vote for the people of your choice. Here are the five-inning totals at Yankee Stadium, the third game of the 1958 World Series. New York, two runs, two hits, no errors, three left on base. Milwaukee, no runs, three hits, no errors, four left on base. The turning point probably in that last half of the fifth was when Bob Rush had Don Larson in the hole, ball one and strike two, then tried to get him on an outside corner pitch, missed that corner three times, and Larson walked, loading the bases. Then Bauer hit a looping fly ball to short right field. Aaron racing in, tried to make a beautiful pickup of the ball. Couldn't reach it, though. It fell in as two runs crossed the plate, and Bauer drives in his fourth and fifth runs of the series. So we move on to the top half of the sixth inning. The Braves will send up Red Shandings, Eddie Matthews, and Henry Aaron to face right-hander Don Larson. Don Larson, who on the season won nine ball games and lost six. And this young fellow bears a lot of great importance out there to the New York Yankees. Shandings has one of the three hits off Larson. He singled into left field in a vacated shortstop position as Kubek was moving over to cover second base on a hit and run. As Bruton was moving at first, and Shandings grounded the ball in the left field for a base hit. Fastball is high outside. That's ball one. Ball one and no strikes to count. Shandings, Matthews, and Aaron, the first three men to face Don Larson. Shandings went out to Bill Scowron, unassisted at first base in the first inning. Switch hitter batting left-handed takes a strike on the beauty that's right down the alley. Ball one, strike one count. One and one on Red Shandings. Eddie Matthews on deck has had trouble with Don Larson today. He struck out twice. Into the motion goes Larson. He delivers a slow curveball, swung on a drive down the right field line, going over his Bauer on the run. It's in for a base hit. Shandings is going to hold up at first base as Bauer made a very quick and a very fine play. The throw to the infield got away from the man at second base, but was backed up by Jerry Lumpy. And there is hit number four off Don Larson. And Shandings and Torrey have the four base hits. Red two for three. Torrey two for two. Third baseman Eddie Matthews, who has two hits and 10 times at bat in the series, has struck out six times of those 10 trips. Larson got him on a swinging strike in the first and the third. A left-handed batter with good power, runner on first base. Nobody is out. He takes ball one outside. Ball one, no strikes. Henry Aaron kneeling down off to the left of the plate. The Braves occupy the third base dugout here at Yankee Stadium. Yankees, of course, over on the first base side. Ball one, no strikes on the left-handed batting third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Right-hander Don Larson checks the runner, kicks, delivers. The pitch is in there for a call strike, a beauty. Breaking pitch, and it's ball one and strike one. The Yankee outfield is playing around to the right, and we have action now in the Yankee bullpen as Art Dittmar is loosening up. So for the first time in the ballgame, both bullpens become active in the fifth. Now in the sixth inning, Yankees have a man working. Here's a strike. Eddie Matthews, watch that fastball in the outside corner, knee high, and it's ball one and strike two. Ball one, strike two count on Matthews. Nobody is out. Shandings on first base. The pitch. A swing and a miss. He struck him out for the third time in a row. And Matthews now has the dubious distinction of striking out seven times in the three games to date. And that is strikeout number eight for Don Larson, which ties the high in the series. Whitey Ford struck out eight Milwaukee Braves in the opener in seven innings. Seven complete innings. One man is out. Brings up the right fielder, Henry Aaron, who struck out on the second fly to Norm Seaburn in short left field in the fourth inning. Yankees lead 2-0. Red Shandings on first base. Aaron will be followed by Wes Covington. Henry, right-handed batter. Larson looks him over, delivers low and outside. Ball one and no strikes. Aaron, the guy with that lightning-like wrist action, very strong right-handed batter, has power to all fields, and again in 1958 enjoyed a banner campaign of the National League. Ball one, no strikes. The pitch is a swing and a miss. He went after a curveball, swinging over the ball, and it's even up. Ball one, strike one. The Braves have out-hit the Yankees 4-2, but they pay off in runs, and New York leads Milwaukee 2-0. Ball one, strike one, count on Aaron. Aaron now has 3 hits and 10 times at bat in the series, batting an even 300. Larson checks the runner and delivers a swing and a miss on the same pitch. Ball one, strike two. 1-2 on Aaron. Henry, who hails from Mobile, Alabama. The last winner spent his winter months in the city of Milwaukee during the offseason. Didn't like the snow too much after being born and raised in Alabama. Runner on first base. One man is out. Don Larson stretches and turns, lobs the throw over to first baseman Bill Scowron. Larson sending up Shane Dienst with a soft toss to first base. Might wheel and fire now. Red starts edging off first. One man is out. Braves trail by 2 runs, 2-0. And here's a fastball that's poured outside, and it's ball two and strike two. Ball two and a strike two count on Henry Aaron, the Braves' right fielder. Billy Herman coaching at third base, and Johnny Fitzpatrick's over at first base. Ball two, strike two. Larson fires, and ball three is outside, so it's a full count on Aaron. Ball three and strike two. Aaron hit 3 home runs in last year's series. Hasn't found the home run range as yet in this series, but last year he pumped one over the bullpen in left center field, well over 400 feet here at Yankee Stadium. Runner leads off first. Here's a 3-2 pitch. Ball four. Henry Aaron draws a walk. And that is walk number two given up by Don Larson. He walked Bruton back in the third. So now Milwaukee has runners on first and second base. Brings up the left fielder, Wes Covington, who popped out to the third baseman, Jerry Lumpy, in the second. Then he flied to Mickey Mantle in fairly deep left center field in the fourth. A left-handed batter. Who so far has driven in 3 runs in the series. Hitless against Don Larson this afternoon. Yankees 2, the Braves nothing. Milwaukee has the tying run at first base. Runners on first and second. Here's a swing and a hard shot past the first baseman. Bouncing against the railing. Here's Shane. He's going to try to score. And the plate up. He's being held up now. There are 2 Braves on third base. Henry Aaron is trying to go back into second. Shane Dienst is being run down between third. The ball gets away. Picked up by Don Larson. Chasing Shane Dienst back to third base. And he is tagged out. And there was a great bit of elemental baseball by Don Larson. As he was where he was supposed to be, backing up the throw. And he made the tag of Shane Dienst. On a hard shot, a base hit that hit off Bill Scowron, carried over into foul territory. Casey Stengel's walking out to the mound now. Scowron went over, picked up the ball. Shane Dienst was wheeling around third base, suddenly stopped. The throw came in. They had Shane Dienst trapped, but Aaron was over on third base. Henry started to go back to second base. Shane Dienst then trying to get Henry off the hook, moved down the third base line. And the throw from Lumpy, the third baseman to the plate, got away from Yogi Berra. But Don Larson backing up the play beautifully on the spot, ran him down and tagged him at third. That's a base hit for Wes Covington. But Shane Dienst is out as the Braves miss a scoring opportunity here in the sixth inning. Scored as a base hit. There are 2 outs. Frank Torrey, the batter. Frank has 2 of the 5 hits off Larson. Line singles to center field in the second and the fourth, and he takes a fast strike on the inside corner. That play is scored, in case you're scoring at home, by numbers 3-2 to 5-1. Scourin to Berra to Lumpy to Larson. Milwaukee has runners on first and second base. Two men are out. Brooklyn-born Frank Torrey at the plate. Left-handed batter, Larson's pitch is low and inside. He just moved his knees back in a hurry to get out of the way of that pitch, and it's even at ball one and strike one. Frank Torrey, who as a youngster over in Brooklyn, New York, dreamed of someday competing at Yankee Stadium, last year found the home run range here at the Yankee ballpark. Aaron on second base, Covington on first base. Don Larson has the sign and comes down with a pitch. A swing and a drive back in the right center field. Bowers going over. Hank should make the play. He's there. He makes the catch, and that retires the side. No runs, two hits, no errors. Two left on base. And the score is New York 2 and Milwaukee nothing. Well, hi, buddy. Here's fans Mayo Smith, who recently was signed as manager of the Cincinnati Redlegs. And Mayo, I imagine you're quite pleased about your new position.
That's true, Earl. It's a grand opportunity to be named the manager of the Cincinnati Redlegs for 1959.
I know you're going to have a fine ball club over there, Mayo. Incidentally, Casey Stengel appears to be having quite a bit of trouble with this Braves ball club. As a National League manager, what makes this Milwaukee ball club click?
Well, it's the overall balance of the ball club. They have fine pitching, great defense, and good power. Their speed might be a little weak, but that's the story on the Milwaukee ball club.
Mayo, I know the answer to this one, but for the rest of your fans, how do you shave?
Well, I'm a Gillette man, Earl, from way back.
That's my man, yes, sir. And here's the word for all you men who didn't use a Gillette this morning. For clean, comfortable shaves, nothing even touches the Gillette razor. And as a World Series special, you can get the new Gillette one-piece TV razor for just 79 cents. That includes a dispenser of Gillette Blue Blades and a compact travel case. There's a bargain you don't want to miss. And Mayo Smith, good luck to you with the Cincinnati Redlegs. We'll see you down at Tampa, Florida next spring.
Thanks, Earl.
Mayo Smith, wonderful guy. Last half of the sixth inning, and the crowd is still buzzing about the base running in the top half of the sixth inning, which took the Braves out of a rally. And now here's Mickey Mantle leading off against Bob Rush, and Mickey takes the ball. It's outside. Mickey against Bob Rush has struck out. He has walked. He has hit 11 home runs in World Series action. Two so far in this series. Trails the immortal Bambino Babe Ruth by 15, which is an all-time World Series record. There's a swing and a high foul off to the left. And it's ball one and strike one. Let me put that another way. Ruth leads with 15 home runs. Mantle trails him by four. Mickey Mantle, Yogi Berra, and Norm Seaburn. First three men to face Bob Rush. The 1-1 pitch is swung on. There's a high fly ball to deep left field. Going over on this ball is Wes Covington, and he's there to make the catch for the out. Mantle, who shows tremendous power to all parts of a playing field, flies to fairly deep left field to Wes Covington. Covington, as he moves around on a fly ball, still shows a noticeable limp from his badly damaged left knee and also from a pull muscle in his right leg suffered about 3-4 weeks ago against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Yogi Berra, the batter. One out and nobody on base. Yankees lead, 2-0. Berra, hitless in two times at bat, takes high around the bill of his cap for a ball. Berra fouled out on the first pitch to third baseman Eddie Matthews in the second and popped out to Red Shandings in the fourth. Stocky built, strong left-handed batter. And a spike is called and a fastball moving away that time on the outside corner belt high. And it's ball one and strike one. The Yankees, two runs, two hits. Milwaukee, no runs, five hits. Neither team has committed an error. It's been a great ball game out here at Yankee Stadium. 1-1 pitch, a swing and a high fly ball to short left. Coming in, sunglasses down, moves in now, and he takes it for the out. Berra flies to Wes Covington in left field, brings up the left fielder, Norm Seaburn. Seaburn fly to Covington in left in the second, and he walked in the fifth inning. And as a matter of fact, he was one of three men who walked in that last half of the fifth, which got Bob Rush in a jam. Power came through with the bases loaded, single to right. riding in the two Yankee runs. A left-handed batter, Norm Seaburn, slightly closed stance. That poised high off the left shoulder, takes high, ball one, no strikes. Last half of the sixth inning. Into the windup goes Bob Rush. Fires away. The curve is in there on the handle. Inside corner for a call strike, and it's even at 1-1. Ball one, strike one count. Tight ball game with New York out in front, 2-0. Yankees trying to battle from behind in the third game of the series. The pitch in there, but it's too low, and it's ball two. It's over the plate, below the knees. Ball two and a strike one count. Covington, Bruton, and Aaron in the Braves outfield, left to right. Matthews, Logan, Shandy, Centauri in the infield. Crandall catching and Bob Rush on the mound. 2-1 pitch to Norm Seaburn is outside, ball three. So far, manager Fred Haney has not had to call on his bullpen in any of the ball games. He had outgoing performances by Warren Spahn and by Lou Burdett. Where, on the other hand, Casey Stengel has been in that bullpen a few times, except for this ball game this afternoon. Rush's 3-1 pitch, a swing and a foul, back on the screen. It's a full count on Seaburn. Ball three and strike two. The Braves well remember this youngster because a couple of springs ago, down at Milwaukee Spring Training Headquarters in Bradenton, Florida, Seaburn did nothing all afternoon in an exhibition game but knocked down the fences. Had something like 5 for 5, including a couple of homers. Ball three and strike two. Bob Rush comes down with a big pitch, a ball four. And Seaburn draws his second walk. And that is walk number 5 given up by Bob Rush, which has been, on performance this year, unusual for Bob. One of the walks intentional. But 5 Yankees have drawn a free pass. And the walks got Rush in a jam in the last half of the fifth inning. Now with 2 outs, Seaburn on first base. The batter is third baseman Jerry Lumpy. Lumpy thrown out by Matthews in the second. Fly to Billy Bruton in the fifth. So Jerry is hitless in 2 times at bat. Into the stretch, Bob Rush. And the pitch is swung on and fouled down the third base line, and it's strike one. Fred Haney has given the signal to the left center field bullpen, and a big, strong-armed right-hander who was born in Brooklyn, New York, Don McMahon, starts throwing to George Soucy. Don McMahon now lives in Lancaster, Ohio. Rush stretches, throws over to first base. The shadows here at Yankee Stadium, which can be treacherous, have moved out across the mound. Throw to first. Strike one count on the left-handed batting Jerry Lumpy. The Yankees have Norm Seaburn on first base with 2 outs. Pitch is outside and evens up the count at ball one and strike one. Ball one, strike one count. Jerry Lumpy, who saw action against the Braves last year in the series, swings. It's a high foul down the third baseline over towards the stands. Goes Eddie Matthews. I don't believe, nope, he's not going to have room. It's 3 rows up. 1-2, the count on Lumpy. On deck is first baseman Bill Scourin. Boys in blue doing their usual fine job again this afternoon. Tom Gorman behind the plate. John Flaherty at first. Al Barlick at second base. And Charlie Berry at third base. Down the left field line, it is Bill Jakowski. And down the right field line, Frank Eumont. And these fellas are always thrilled at a World Series assignment. 1-2, the count. Rush has the sign from Crandall, delivers, and there's a swing and a grumble past the mound. In the center field for base hit. Seaburn's going to go to third base. Here's a throw across the infield. He is in there, safe at third. Bruton to Eddie Matthews as Seaburn beat the throw. And Lumpy comes up with hit number 3 off Bob Rush. A ball that hopped over the mound and scooted between Logan and Shandy's in the center field. Lumpy becomes the only other Yankee beside Bauer to hit Bob Rush. Bauer has 2 of the 3 hits. Lumpy just single to center field. Now it's up to the first baseman, Bill Scourin. with teammates at first and third and two men out of the last half of the sixth inning, and the Yankees already leading 2-0. Scowen has been thrown up with a pitcher on a bunt and robbed of the base hit by Shane Deans. They swing and a foul off the end of the bat. Look out. Into the Yankee dugout. Moved a couple of the boys quickly. Strike one count on Scowen. He hit that pitch on the end of his bat. Seaburn on third base. Jerry Lumpy on first base. Two outs. Bob Rush in trouble. Last half of the sixth inning fires. A swing and a foul tip off the glove of Crandall. Now the left-hander, Juan Pizarro, has joined Don McMahon on the Braves bullpen in left center field. So manager Fred Haney, who has been all smiles nowadays, isn't smiling right now, as that jaw set as he leans on the steps over in the third base side looking out of the dugout. 0-2 pitch, and a fastball is outside. It's 1-2. Ball one, strike two. Yankee runners take their leads at first and third base with two outs. The 1-2 pitch, and Scowen swings. There's a high foul down the left field line. This one is going to be up. Nope, it's in the lower deck. And the count remains on Scowen. Ball one and strike two. Scowen had some real tough luck last year in the series. Missed a few ball games as he was out with a bad back. But in talking to him at the batting cage this morning, he said the back has been real good all year long. No trouble at all. The 1-2 pitch. There's a swing and a drive to right field. Aaron's going over. He makes the catch of a vicious line drive to retire the side. No runs, one hit. No errors. Two Yankees left on base. And at the end of the sixth inning, the score is New York 2, Milwaukee nothing.
Hello there, everybody. I'm Mal Allen with a giant offer from Papermate that tops them all. Listen. How'd you like a genuine Papermate pen free? How'd you like a genuine Papermate refill free? Sound good? Well, that's exactly what you get. Free pen, free refill. When you buy Papermate's famous two-tone pen at the regular $1.69 price. What a bargain. As it says right on the special Papermate display, you get a two-tone pen worth $1.69, plus an extra silver tip refill worth 49 cents, plus a retractable Schoolmate utility pen worth 39 cents. A $2.57 value, all free for only $1.69. How about that? A $2.57 value for only $1.69. Look for the special Papermate display at stores everywhere. Buy your two-tone pen at regular price. Get an extra pen, an extra refill, free from Papermate. This sensational offer is limited. So hurry and get your free Papermate pen and free refill now.
We go to the top half of the seventh inning, and the Braves fans here at Yankee Stadium are standing up for the seventh inning stretch. The sixth inning totals look like this. New York, two runs, only three hits and no errors. Milwaukee, no runs, five hits and no errors. In the seventh, it might well be that manager Fred Haney will go to a pinch batter for the pitcher Bob Rush as he is due to hit third, which would mean that for the first time in the series, Haney would have to go to his bullpen. Crambo will lead off. He'll be followed by Johnny Logan, and then Bob Rush is scheduled to hit third. Crambo has had a rough time against Don Larson. He went down swinging in the second and was called out on strikes in the fourth. 0-2. The lights are being turned on now at Yankee Stadium. The first pitch is high and inside to Crandall. Ball one and no strikes. Not all the light standards or all the lights have been turned on as yet. Just in the home plate area. As the shadows begin to lengthen, as I mentioned in the last half of the sixth inning. Ball one and no strikes to count on Del Crandall. Don Larson fires a strike on the outside corner. Ball one and strike one. Ball one, strike one count. Norm Seaburn in left field, Mickey Mantle in center field, and Hank Bauer in right field. The Yankee outfield, Lumpy at third, Kubek at short, McDougald at second base, and Scowen at first. Larson delivers, the curve is outside, ball two. Yogi Berra behind the plate.
Crandall, right-handed batter, had a home run here at Yankee Stadium in the seventh game of the series last year. Swings at the line drive to left field for a good solid base hit. Crandall digs around first base, holds up now as Seaburn throws into the shortstop, Tony Kubek. Crandall comes up with hit number six off Don Larson. Line shot between Lumpy and Kubek to left field. Puts a runner on first base with nobody out. Harry Hannebrink is in the on-deck circle. Harry Hannebrink, utility infielder and outfielder, left-handed batter, will swing a bat for Bob Rush. So that'll be all for Bob, who pitched a fine three-hitter. Johnny Logan, right-handed batter, 0 for 2 this afternoon. Swings, misses, strike one. Logan fouled out to Kubek on a very fine running play down the left field foul line in the third, and he flied out to Seaburn in left field in the fifth. Strike one count. The Braves have a runner on first base. Nobody is out. They trail 2-0. Top half of the seventh. Time running out. Don Larson, the right-hander, fires away. The pitch is in too close on the handle, forcing Logan to move away from the plate. Ball one and strike one. Logan, another fellow who was born and raised in the state of New York from Endicott. Quite an all-around athlete at Endicott High School. Played football. And, of course, was an outstanding baseball player. Ball one, strike one. Runner on first base. The pitch is a strike over the knees, cutting the heart of the plate. One and two. Ball one and strike two, the count. Crandall with a leadoff single is on first base. Don Larson takes a deep breath, staring down at Yogi Berra. Up on the rubber, goes into the stretch, arms down. The one and two pitch, a swing and a high fly ball, center field, drifting over to his right as Mickey Mantle, shading his eyes. He's there, takes it. One man is out. Now the batter is Harry Hannebrink, batting for Bob Rush. So that'll be all for Bob, who pitched a very, very fine ball game. Harry Hannebrink this year appeared in 63 ball games, batted 188, had three doubles and four home runs, and drove in 10 runs. Hannebrink was born and still lives in St. Louis, Missouri. Stands 6 feet, weighs 185 pounds. Last year, he received the Sporting News Award for the outstanding defensive third baseman in the minor leagues while playing at Wichita, Milwaukee's AAA Farm Club in the American Association. So he makes his first appearance in a World Series. Harry Hannebrink. With a runner on first base, the pitch to Harry is a curveball that's high outside, and it's ball one. Hannebrink checks down with the third base coach, Billy Herman. Ball one and no strikes. The Braves have outhit the Yankees 6-3, but New York leads in that very important run department 2-0. We're in the seventh inning at Yankee Stadium. Crandall leads off first base with one out. The pitch high, and it's ball two, 2-0. Ball two, no strikes. The Yankees with their back to the wall, battling here in this third game, trailing Milwaukee 2-0. The on-deck hitter is center fielder Billy Bruton, who has been kind of cooled off by Don Larson here in this third game. Runner on first base. Here's the 2-0 pitch, and it's a strike call on the outside corner belt high. It's ball two and strike one. Hannebrink, who wears glasses now, started the 1958 season without glasses, but had his eyes checked in June and found that he was nearsighted. 2-1 pitch, a swing and a miss, going all the way around. He tried to give that ball a ride, and it's ball two and strike two. Boy, did he go around. Ball two and strike two, the count. Catcher Del Crandall led off with a sharp single to the left, stayed there as Logan flied to Mickey Mantle around towards left center field. And that's where we are right now. A ball two, strike two count at Hannebrink. One out, a runner on first. Braves are behind 2-0. Into the stretch, Don Larson. The pitch is in the dirt. Nice stop by Yogi Berra. Yogi body blocked the ball as he put his knees together, stopping a pitch that hit on the dirt in front of the plate, bouncing up towards him. So it's a full count, 3-2, and Barrow walks slowly out towards the mound, talking to Don Larson, rubbing the shine off a baseball for Don. Ball 3 and strike 2. Scourin holding Crandall on at first base. The outfield is playing around to the right for Harry Hennebrink, batting for Bob Rush. Two pitch, a swing and a high fly ball out behind the second baseman. Going back is Gil McDougall, and he takes it for the out. So Hennebrink pops out to Gil McDougall. Billy Bruton, a left-handed batter who was the hottest hitter on the Braves squad going into action in this third game, with 4-for-6, tried to bunt for a base hit and was thrown out on a very fine play by Yogi Berra in the first inning, walked in the third, and fouled out to Jerry Lumpy down the third baseline in the fifth. A left-handed batter, hitless in two times at bat. Slow curve is high, slipping off the fingers of Don Larson. Ball 1-0 strikes. Ball 1, no strike count on the speedster, Billy Bruton. Larson has a sign, delivers, high and outside a ball. It's 2-0. And the redhead, Red Shandines, is on deck. You know, some of these ball players have nicknames that they carry all through their careers, and if you ask a lot of the people what Red Shandines' first name was, quite a few couldn't tell you that it was Albert. Albert Shandines, who hails from Germantown, Illinois, but lives now in St. Louis, Missouri, where he starred many years with the Cardinals. Crandall on first base, 2 men are out, and the 2-0 pitch to Bruton is ball 3. It's outside, 3-0 now. Ball 3, no strikes. Ball 3 and no strikes on Billy Bruton. Bruton gets his bat set. Levels it across the plate a couple of times, watching Don Larson. Larson has to come into him now, 3-0, and there's ball 4. He walks in. And that puts Braves runners at first and second base. Brings up Red Shandines, who has 2 of the 6 hits off Don Larson. Grounded out to Scowron in the first. Single to left field in the third, and a perfectly executed hit and run, or if you wish, run and hit. And a single to right field in the sixth inning. That walk is the third issued by Don Larson. Once again, Milwaukee has the tying runs on base, only this time they're up there with 2 outs. Crandall on second base, Bruton on first base. A left-handed batter, Red Shandines, takes quick one in the outside corner just below the letters, and Red did not like the call. He's out of the batter's box and telling Tom Gorman all about it. Very seldom does Red get riled up there at the plate. He's one of those hitters who's tough to work on because he crowds home plate. Stands right over the plate and chokes up quite a bit on the bat handle. No ball, 1 strike count. Feet close together. Runners lead off first and second with 2 outs. Larson delivers. There's a swing and a fly ball to center field. Mickey Mantle's going around. Should make the play. He does, and that retires the side. In the eighth, no runs, 1 hit. No errors, 2 left. And the score is New York 2 and Milwaukee nothing. Well, that Bill Scowron of the Yankees has tremendous raw power. In the sixth inning, he lined a vicious shot to Aaron with a couple of Yankees on base. That was caught by Henry, retiring the side. Moose Cowan made a special recording for us down in the Yankee clubhouse. Let's hear it now, the Moose speaking.
There's only one way to get a decent shave. That's with a Gillette blade and a Gillette razor.
That's right, Moose. And now it takes only small change to get the tops in shaving ease and convenience. Take advantage of Gillette's World Series special, the Gillette One-Piece TV Razor, for only 79 cents. That's all it costs, 79 cents. And you get a Gillette TV razor, a dispenser of Gillette Blue Blades, and a streamlined travel case. It's the shaving bargain of the year. Whether you're a veteran or just starting to shave, now's your chance to save money and get wonderfully refreshing shaves. Good-looking, clean-feeling shaves that last and last. At the low price of just 79 cents, the Gillette TV razor is going fast. Stop at a store near you and pick yours up, but do it soon. Let's pause 30 seconds for station identification.
For over three generations around the world, Saratoga Vichy has been the Vichy, the real Vichy.
Get the yellow label, yellow label, yellow label, yellow label.
Saratoga Vichy for a living carbonation that never goes flat. For extra dry flavor, get real Vichy, Saratoga Vichy. WGY, WGFM, Schenectady. A new automotive star is born, the 59 Rambler, loaded with even more features than last year's sales record smasher. See it, drive it at Cummings Motors, 1040 State Street, Schenectady.
Don McMahon is on the mound now for the Milwaukee Braves. Strong right-hander who stands 6'2", weighs 225 pounds. He was born in Brooklyn, New York, now lives in Lancaster, Ohio. McMahon is 28 years old. And this year, for the Milwaukee Braves, McMahon appeared in 38 ball games, won 7 and lost 2, and had an earned run average of 3.66. The Yankees saw him in 3 ball games last year. McMahon worked 5 innings, gave up 3 hits, no runs, walked 3, and he struck out 5, and had an earned run average of 0. So he goes to work in the last half of the 7th, replacing Bob Rush, who pitched a beauty. Bob worked 6 innings, giving up 2 runs, only 3 hits. Walked 5, and those walks got him in a jam in the last half of the 5th when the Yankees scored their 2 runs, and he struck out 2. So Don McMahon goes to work on Gil McDougal, who takes a fastball high, and it's ball 1 and no strikes. McDougal was tossed out by Rush in the 3rd, intentionally walked in the 5th. New baseball is handed to Del Crandall by umpire Tom Gorman. Yankees out in front, 2-0 in the last half of the 7th. And New York will send up Gil McDougal, Don Larson, who should get a wonderful ovation for the fine job he has turned in so far. And then the leadoff man, right fielder Hank Bauer. Right-handed batter Gil McDougal. Don McMahon delivers, and a strike is called on his fastball. In the trade, you'd say this guy has a good hummer. His fastball moves around, jumps quite a bit. Ball 1 and strike 1. Outfield is shading McDougal a little towards left. He swings, misses, strike 2. 1 and 2 the count. Ball 1 and strike 2. Don has slowed down quite a bit between pitches over the last couple of years. Used to be just say, give me that baseball, and he'd throw. There's a curve way outside, a swing and a miss by Gil McDougal. That pitch was 5 feet away from McDougal. He was really fooled. Strikeout number 1 for Don McMahon. A pitch that was way wide of the plate, and McDougal had made up his mind before the pitch came in there. Boy, he was fooled on a breaking pitch. And it brings up Don, or rather, now we're going to get a pinch batter for Don Larson. Here is Enos Country Slaughter. Slaughter, 42-year-old veteran. Enos Slaughter, making his second appearance in the series, is 0 for 1, a left-handed batter, and the first pitch is in close to ball. So that'll be all for Don Larson, as Casey Stengel is going to his bullpen. In the 8th, Enos Country Slaughter takes the ball, it's high, and it's ball 2 and no strikes. Slaughter, who hails from Roxboro, North Carolina, 5'9", 188-pound veteran, 42 years old, has seen brilliant action in both the National and the American League. One out and nobody on base, 2-0 pitch is too high. Ball 3. And we'll get another Yankee pitcher in the top half of the 8th inning. So for the 3rd straight ball game, Casey Stengel goes to his bullpen. Yankees are leading 2-0. Here is the windup, and the pitch is ball four. Slaughter gets a walk on four pitches. First walk given up by Don McMahon, and the sixth walk issued to Yankee batters. Right fielder Hank Fowler. Who has two of the three hits in the batter's box. He singled home the Yankee runs with a looping fly ball to short right field in the fifth. The bases loaded single. Single deep short in the first. Takes high and it's ball one. He popped out to Torrey in the fourth inning. The Yankees have Slaughter on first base. It might well be that Don Larsen was tiring because it's been a long time since Don went the distance. As a matter of fact, the last time he pitched a complete ball game was on July the 16th. He has been bothered this year by a shoulder and also a bad elbow. There is a ball that's too low, and it's 2-0, and that's six straight balls thrown by Don McMahon. Ball two, no strikes. Right-hander Ernie Johnson is now loosening up in the Braves' bullpen in left center field. There's a swing and a foul. Runner was going. Country Slaughter off with the pitch, moved back into first base as Bauer got a piece of that ball, fouling it off. So the Yankees employ the hit and run, and it's ball two and strike one. Ralph Houk, coaching at first base, yells something to Slaughter, who's on first. Yankees lead 2-0, last half of the seventh. Here's a throw to first, and Enos goes back on his stomach that time, diving back in head first, grabbing the bag with his hands. One man is out. Slaughter on first base. Hank Bauer, right-handed batter. The 2-1 pitch. Bauer swings as a drive back in the left field. That ball's a long way back towards the wall. Home run! Tremendous blast to the left of the 402 mark. Boy, I mean, he really tagged one. A two-run home run of the Yankees lead 4-0. And Bauer has three of the Yankees' four base hits. And four runs batted in. Kubek takes high and outside of his ball one on Tony. A tremendous blast off the bat of Hank Bauer, his third home run of the series. 1-0 pitch is swung on. There's a fly ball to short left. Digging is Wes Covington. He stops, makes the catch, and it's two away. So Kubek now is 0 for 4 and 0 for 11 in the series. Two-run home run by Hank Bauer, and the Yankees now have a 4-0 lead. And that for Bauer in World Series play is his sixth home run. Pitch at Mickey Mantle is high and inside. He goes down. Fastball high and inside, and Mickey Mantle was forced to hit the dirt. Ball one and no strikes. Two men are out and nobody on base. Fastball is high, and it's ball two and no strikes. Walks have hurt the Braves today. Three walks in the fifth. And a bases-loaded single scored the first two runs. Pitches high, and it's ball three on Mickey Mantle, who has struck out, walked, and flied the left. He is hitless in two trips. Mickey in the series has two base hits, both homers, in eight times at bat, hitting a 250. Left-handed batter, 3-0 pitch, ball four. And that is walk number two, given up by Don McMahon. The Yankees were not able to score off McMahon last year in three ball games in the series, but they jump on him here for two runs in the last half of the seventh, giving New York a 4-0 lead. Boy, and the Yankees have made good use of their hits. They have four hits, four runs. All four runs driven in by the veteran right fielder, Hank Bauer. The batter is Yogi Berra, and Berra takes 4-1 inside, and Don McMahon has had nothing but trouble with his control here in the last half of the seventh. Berra has fouled out to the third baseman, popped to the second baseman, and he has flied to Covington and left. 0-3 for Yogi. He now has two hits and 11 times at bat in the series. Ball one and no strikes. Runner on first base. Here's a throw to first, and Mickey just got back in time. Ernie Johnson continues throwing in the Braves bullpen. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and it's hit out in front of the plate. Picked up by McMahon. He tags Yogi Berra. Yogi at that time tried to fall away from the pitch. Ball hit his bat, and let's see now. There's a discussion going on here. The first base umpire might have called a play differently than Tom Gorman, and Gorman is arguing he called the play a fair ball as Berra fell away from the pitch. The ball hit his bat, rolled out in front of the plate. He was tagged out by Don McMahon. As Casey Stengel was out to talk to Tom Gorman, but that's it. And the last half of the seventh, two-run score on just one hit. Two-run home run by Bauer, no errors, and one man was left on base. At the end of the seventh inning, the score is New York 4 and Milwaukee nothing.
Do you really want a decent shave? Do you really want a decent shave? Then shave Gillette, shave Gillette, with the blade and the razor by Gillette, shave Gillette.
We are getting a new pitcher now for the New York Yankees. That'll be all for Don Larson. He was lifted for a pinch batter. This is Reynold Duren, who was the loser in the first ball game at Milwaukee 4-3 in the 10th inning. Reynold Duren, Don Larson, worked seven brilliant innings today, allowing no runs. He was tagged for six hits, but spread them out real well. Gave up three walks. And he tied Whitey Ford for the high strikeout total so far in the series, 8. Both had 8 strikeouts in 7 innings. Now here is Reynold Duren, fastballing right-hander from Cazenovia, Wisconsin. Duren for the Yankees during the regular season had 6 wins and 40 defeats, but an earned run average of 2.01. He is plenty tough, especially here in the shadows of Yankee Stadium with that blinding speed. Reynold Duren, in the first ball game last Wednesday at Milwaukee County Stadium, worked 2 2/3 innings, gave up 1 run on 4 hits, walked 1 and struck out 5. We have a change at third base. Bobby Richardson is replacing Jerry Lumpy. Bobby Richardson at third, he'll bat on the number 6 spot in place of Lumpy. And on the mound, it is Reynold Duren. So, Duren is expected to hold the Braves in the 8th and the 9th as the Yankees have built up a 4-0 lead. Leading off is third baseman Eddie Matthews, who has struck out 3 times in a row and 7 times in 3 ball games. Matthews, Aaron, and Covington will be the first 3 men to face Reynold Duren, who is called upon to protect this 4-0 lead given to the Yankees by a great veteran, Hank Bauer. Eddie Matthews, a left-handed batter. The outfield is playing around to the right. Duren makes his second appearance in the series. And we have a new third baseman in Bobby Richardson. Fastball is in there, a called strike one. Nobody on base and nobody out. Braves batting in the 8th. They trail 4-0. Duren smooths out the dirt in front of the rubber, pulls at his cap. Looks down for a sign. No ball, 1 strike count.
There's a swing and a miss, and it's strike two on Matthews. Strike two count. The Yankees scored two in the fifth, added two more in the seventh. The Braves have been blanked for seven innings by Don Larson. Now working for Casey Stengel, Lionel Duren. Eddie Matthews in the hole, a strike two count. Outfield plays that around to the right. Second baseman McDougal is playing deep, a step back on the outfield grass. Scourin deep at first base. The windup and the 0-2 pitch, a swing of foul. Back into the second deck, and it's a strike two count on Matthews. Matthews now in three ball games has been up 11 times, and he has two hits. Has driven in two of Milwaukee's runs in the series. But he has struck out seven times of the 11 times he has faced Yankee pitchers. He's behind on Reinald Duren. Strike two count. Duren shakes off a sign. Here's a swing of foul and a curveball. It's up into the third deck behind the plate, and it's still strike two. The Yankees, four runs on four hits. Milwaukee, no runs and six hits. Neither team has committed an error. Both teams have gone to the bullpen. So neither starter's around. Don Larson or Bob Rush both pitch mighty fine baseball, with Larson getting the edge, shutting out the Braves in the first seven innings. Rush giving up two runs on three hits in the first six innings. Duren shakes off a sign by wiggling his glove, gets what he likes. 0-2 pitch, and it's high with a fastball. 1-2. Ball one and strike two. The Braves this year have been known as a come-from-behind ball club, and they're facing quite a task here, a real uphill battle, as they trail by four and late in the ball game in the top of the eighth. Facing one of the top relief stars in baseball today, Lionel Duren. Ball one, strike two. Matthews steps out of the batter's box as Duren steps back off the rubber. One and two the count. There's the pitch, and it's low and inside, comes back to the screen, getting away from Yogi Berra. Evens the count at ball two and strike two. Ball two, strike two. Eddie Matthews is leading off here in the top half of the eighth inning. Reinald Duren, 6 feet, 1.5 inches tall. He weighs 195 pounds. Taking plenty of time between pitches. 2-2 pitch, a swing of foul as Matthews continues to hang tough in the batter's box, just getting a piece of that fastball. 2-2. This goes back a long time, but I can remember when Duren broke into organized baseball back in 1949. With the Wausau Ball Club in the old Wisconsin State League. And then he was just a youngster, of course. And he was really firing, and that was in Class D baseball, and some of those lights in Class D are pretty tough. And he was a real tough guy to face. Ball two, strike two. Pitches high, and it's ball three. Full count on the Braves' third baseman, Eddie Matthews, leading off in the eighth inning. Ball three, strike two. Aaron on deck, and Aaron will be followed by Wes Covington. Yankees fighting back here in the third game. They trail Milwaukee 2-0. Duren starts his motion, pitches a ball four. Matthews walks. And that is walk number one given up by Duren, and the fourth walk issued by Yankee pitching. On first base and nobody is out. Henry Aaron, the batter. Henry struck out in the second, flied to short left field in the fourth, and he walked in the sixth. Now Aaron goes into this game with a 9-game hitting streak. So he is trying to extend that in World Series action. He has hit safely in all World Series games in which he has played. I believe we're getting action now in the Yankee bullpen. Runner on first base. Nobody is out, and the pitch to Henry Aaron. A swing and a fly ball to right field. Playing back towards the wall, and in range now is Bauer to make the catch. Aaron flies to Bauer in deep right field, not far from the fence, and that's one out. Aaron hitless in three official trips, and it brings up the left fielder, Wes Covington. Wes hit a shot off the glove of Bill Scowen for a base hit in the sixth inning. Fly to deep left center field in the fourth inning to Mickey Mantle, and popped out to Jerry Lumpy at third base in the second. Now it's Bobby Richardson guarding third base for Casey Stengel. Runner on first. One man is out, and Covington steps out of the batter's box. His hands perspiring, reaches down for a handful of dirt. Digs in with the left foot. Feet close together. Goes into a crouch, bending at the waist. Bat poised high off the left shoulder. Swings, fouls, and back into the screen. Strike one. West went down after he cut up that ball. With the bad left knee, that is the knee in which he must hit off of. And sometimes when he swings at a pitch and just fouls it or misses the ball completely, he has trouble with the left knee, as he doesn't like to bend it too much. Wears a brace on the left knee. Strike one count. Eddie Matthews at first base. One man is out in the eighth. Yankees lead 4-0. Duren's next pitch is high, and it's ball one and strike one. Ball one and a strike one count on the Braves left fielder, Wes Covington. Playing in his second World Series, and he's one of the main reasons the Braves are appearing in World Series action. A lot of power. Ball one and a strike one count. New York's outfield is playing Covington around to the right. The pitch is high. West was green at swing, but managed to hold back, and it's ball two and strike one. Ball two and a strike one count. Two and one the count. Well, the Braves have not been shut out by Yankee pitching in a World Series in any of the seven games last year, nor the first two this season. But they're trailing now. Here's a swing and a miss. And a mighty cut by Covington evens the count at ball two, strike two. Ball two and a strike two count. On the other hand, the Yankees are blanked twice. Last year, both times by Lou Burdette. Neither team has been shut out so far in this 1958 World Series. Braves are batting in the eighth, and they have not scored. They're trailing 4-0. The 2-2 pitch, and it's ball three outside, so it's a full count on Wes Covington. Ball three and strike two, and now Duren has to be careful with this 3-2 pitch. Can't make it too good to this power hitter, but he wants to get him out of there. Frank Torrey is due to hit next. Ball three and strike two. Eddie Matthews, the first runner on first base. One man is out. Duren has the sign. 3-2 pitch. A swing and a high foul coming back out of play, and it's still 3-2. Ball three and strike two on Covington. Johnny Fitzpatrick pacing up and down in the first base coaching box. Yankees four runs on four hits. Milwaukee no runs and six hits. The Braves have Eddie Matthews on first base. Reached first base on a walk by Duren. Aaron fly to right field, so there is one away. 3-2 pitch. Ball four, and Covington walks. Two walks given up by Duren. Brings up Frank Torrey. Torrey, who has two hits in three times at bat, has singled to center field twice, and has flied to Bauer in right field in the sixth inning. So now in the series, Torrey has hit safely three times in nine trips, batting at .333. A left-handed batter
whose front foot, his right foot, is up very close to the plate. Close stance. Runners on first and second base. One man is out. He takes ball one. It's outside. And Duren is having a little trouble with that control, which is so important, especially here in the latter stages of this ball game. Yankees have a 4-0 lead. But when you follow a ball club all season long, complexions of ball games can change in a hurry. Ball one and no strikes. Here's a swing and a high fly ball right center field. Mickey Mantle coasting to his left, under the ball, and he makes the catch for the out. That's two-way. As Torrey flies to Mantle around towards right center field, brings up the catcher, Del Crandall. Crandall struck out in the second. Call out on strikes in the fourth. Singled to left field in the seventh inning for the last base hit off Don Larson. Larson, who worked seven innings, allowing no runs. Six hits, walked three, and he struck out eight. And a left-hander, 21-year-old southpaw Juan Pizarro, begins loosening up in the bullpen for the Braves. Crandall, right-handed batter with runners on first and second base. Two men are out. Dell takes the first pitch over the plate, but low, and it's ball one and no strikes. Johnny Logan, with his batting helmet, moving up towards the on-deck circle. Ball one, no strike count on Crandall. Duren's next pitch, a swing and a high foul. Yogi Berra, digging back, might have a chance. He's racing back towards the fence. And he grabbed the ball and dropped it. And there's a tough break for the Yankees as Yogi Berra made a valiant try. Racing back to the screen, he crashed into the screen just as he caught the ball and he dropped it. A great try by a great catcher, Yogi Berra. Boy, he was really digging back for the screen. And just as he grabbed that ball, he bounced against the net, losing control of the baseball. It dropped out of his glove. He will not be charged with an error. There's a break for Milwaukee. And the count is even on Del Crandall. Ball one and strike one. Crandall gets a life up there at home plate with two outs. And teammates at first and second base. Pitches in too close, backs him away, and it's ball two. Ball two and strike one. Reinald Duren, fastballing right-hander, taking a lot of time, straddles the rubber as he looks down at Yogi Berra. Eddie Matthews on second base. Wes Covington on first base. Two outs. Here's the 2-1 pitch. There's a swing and a foul up into the upper deck. Count is even. Ball two and strike two. Well, as you look around, we notice a lot of photographers, of course, out here filming this series. And incidentally, Lou Fonseca, who does a very fine job on the World Series film, which is used by people all across our nation, let me know before the ball game today that this year the World Series film will be in color for the first time in the history of any World Series film. So that should be something you folks should look for in your neighborhoods across the nation when it's available. Ball two and strike two on Crandall. The pitch to Dell, high inside, gets away from the catcher. Runners are going into second and third base. High inside fastball that took off. Hit off the glove of Yogi Berra. And it's 3-2 with runners on second and third. And that's going to be scored as a wild pitch charged to Reinald Duren. A wild pitch. And that fastball took off, rising on Yogi Berra, hit off his glove, rolled behind the plate. Matthews going to third base, coming to the second. Matthews was a little hesitant about going to third because the Braves are trailing by four. And he wanted to make sure that ball was deep enough behind the plate that he wouldn't have any trouble making third base. 3-2 pitch. A swing and a ground ball to the shortstop. Picked up by Tony Kubek. The throw to first base. He is out retiring the side of the eighth. No runs, no hits, no errors. Two men left on base. And the score remains the New York Yankees 4 and Milwaukee nothing. Well, Red Shane Deans of the Braves is quite a busy ball player. besides playing and in this World Series, he's reporting the World Series for the chain of newspapers. Well, I've got news for you, Redhead. That's right from the shaving headquarters of the world, news that I know you're going to enjoy, because the Grand Slam bargain of the year is Gillette's World Series Special, the Gillette one-piece TV razor for just 79 cents. At that price, it's really news. 79 cents, and you get an up-to-the-minute Gillette TV razor, a dispenser of Gillette Blue Blades, and a handy travel case. And you get years and years of clean, comfortable shaves. Quick shaves, too. One-piece construction means lightning-fast blade changing and rinsing. And Gillette's double edges save you money on blades. Now's the time to retire that old razor of yours. Take advantage of this bargain price. At just 79 cents, the supply of Gillette TV razors is going fast. If you wait, you may be late. Standing ovation right down below us now as Roy Campanella, one of the great catchers in the history of baseball, and a fellow who has seen a lot of action in a World Series with the Brooklyn Dodgers, is now being helped from his box seat and is leaving the ballpark. Roy Campanella. Roy has given his accident a great fight. And we're going into the last half of the eighth inning out here now at Yankee Stadium as Norm Seaburn leads off. Here is the pitch, and there's a ball. The attendance is 71,599, a wonderful crowd at Yankee Stadium. 71,599. And they bought the Yankees. Score twice in the ball game, two runs in the fifth, two in the seventh for a 4-0 lead. Seaburn takes McMahon's pitch high, and it's ball two. Ball two, no strikes on Norm Seaburn, who has fly to left field, walked in the fifth, and walked in the sixth. Here's a strike, and it's 2-1. Ball two and strike one. The pitch, and Seaburn takes high. Ball three. 3-1 on Norm. Ball three and strike one. On deck is third baseman Bobby Richardson. There's a swing and a broken bat. A ground ball to the second baseman picked up by Shane Deans. Over to first. He is out, and something very unusual just happened as Seaburn hit that ball. On the handle, it was a handle pitch. The bat snapped off right where the ball hit. And the barrel end of the bat, the money end, the business end, came back and hit umpire Tom Gorman. Gorman shaking it off behind the plate. That's one away. Shane Deans to Torrey on Norm Seaburn brings up Bobby Richardson, the third baseman, up for the first time. This afternoon, a little guy takes a ball. It's low and outside. Ball one and no strikes. Bobby Richardson, been up once, has no hits in the series. Right-handed batter takes high, and it's ball two, 2-0. Richardson stands 5'9", weighs 164 pounds. He's only 23 years old. Hails from Sumter, South Carolina. And he looks at a strike that's called. It's ball two and strike one. Bobby Richardson batting with one out and nobody on base. Yankees out in front, 4-0, last half of the eighth inning. McMahon's next pitch is swung on, a hard hit falls as Shane Deans left a beautiful play over to first. He's out. Another sparkling play by Shane Deans. Well, the old redhead, now 35 years old, shows he can still move out there at second base with a great play to his left, his second sparkler today. And some fan now has moved out in the center field. Some fan has moved out and is talking with Billy Bruton in center. The umpires are looking for some of the park police. And now he has left Bruton in center and is going over to Aaron and Wright. Some young baseball fan came out of the stands and is over talking to Henry Aaron in right field. And finally, out of the Yankee bullpen comes one of New York's finest policeman officers. Come on, son, let's get out of here now. This is a ball game. Two outs, nobody on base. Bill Scowlin, the batter. Scowlin has nothing for three. He was robbed by Shane Deans on another great play that was left in the fifth inning. And then he lined out to Aaron in right field in the sixth inning. Right-handed batter, Don McMahon, looks him over and fires the first pitch in too close, ball one. Ball one and no strikes to count. Here is ball two. It's low and outside, and it's 2-0 on Scarlin. Outfield playing Bill a little bit towards left field. Scarlin batting with two outs and nobody on base, and New York leading Milwaukee 4-0 in the third game of the series. Tomorrow it'll be Warren Spahn against Whitey Ford. Here's a swing and a miss on a curveball. It's 2-1. The same two pitchers who had the honor of opening up the series last Wednesday at Milwaukee County Stadium, Warren Spahn against Whitey Ford. Curve, strike two is called on Scarlin. It's even at 2-2. Frank Crosetti talking it up in the third base coaching box. Ball two, strike two. There's a swing and a miss, and Scowron strikes out. That is strikeout number two for Don McMahon, and the Yankees are 3-3 to the last half of the eighth. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. And at the end of the eighth inning, the score is New York 4, Milwaukee nothing.
Hurry and get your Gillette TV razor. Just 79 cents, man, what a buy. And we'll tell you it's in short supply. So hurry and get your Gillette TV razor. Go get one fast and be in luck. Just 79 cents instead of a buck.
In the ninth inning, Milwaukee's last chance as the Yankees lead by 4 big runs, 4-0. They'll send up Johnny Logan, a pinch batter for Don McMahon, and looks like Casey Wise will make his first appearance in the World Series. Utility infielder who began his major league career with the Chicago Cubs, Casey Wise, moving up towards the on-deck circle, so he will bat for McMahon. And then the top of the batting order, Billy Bruton. Reinald Durant firing down to Yogi Berra. Berra, who likes to talk to the opposing players, has Johnny Logan smiling as he steps into the batter's box. Very quick with the ad-lib. Sometimes I like to just be around home plate to hear Yogi and the conversations he gets in with opposing ballplayers. Logan today has been hitless in 3 times at bat. He has fouled out to the shortstop down the left field line, fly to left field, and fly to center field. A right-handed batter who now has 2 hits and 11 times at bat in the series. Fastball is high inside, and it's ball one and no strikes. Ball one, no strikes to count. The outfield is shaded around towards left. The first baseman, Bill Scowron, has moved in a couple of steps, about halfway at first. While the second baseman, McDougal, is playing deep, he's on the edge of the grass in the outfield. Fast strike is called. It's ball one and strike one. Braves playing percentage here. Logan was taking on that pitch, making Duren come in with a strike. It's ball one and strike one. Nobody on base, nobody out. Last chance for Milwaukee, and they trail by 4. 4-0, Yankees lead. Ninth inning. Logan standing deep in the batter's box, crouching over, takes ball two outside, 2-1. Duren came on in the eighth inning for Don Larson, who was lifted for a pinch batter in the last half of the seventh. He walked 2 Braves hitters, but got him out of there without any trouble. And now he's working in the ninth.
2-1 pitch to Johnny Logan. Ball three. It's high and inside, and it's 3-1. Casey Stengel, no doubt, has action in the bullpen, but here at Yankee Stadium, you can't spot anybody in the Yankee bullpen, and you just catch a glimpse of the Braves bullpen in deep left center field. The Yankee bullpen is in right center. Ball three and strike one on Johnny Logan, who looked down at third base coach Billy Herman. See if the green light was on. Ball three and a strike one count. Here's the pitch. And a strike is right down the alley. It's ball three and strike two. Ball three and a strike two count. Braves partisans are remembering the first inning of Thursday's ball game, the second game, when Milwaukee scored 7 runs, hoping the Braves can come up with 4. But it's quite a task against a guy like Reinald Duran. 3-2 pitch. Ball four. There's a start in the ninth inning for Milwaukee. And that is the third walk issued by Duran. And here is Casey Wise, a switch hitter, utility infielder, who has played at short and at second base for manager Fred Haney in the 1958 National League season. Casey Wise appeared in 31 ball games for the Braves, spent some time at Wichita in the American Association, was up 71 times, had 14 hits, one double, batted 197. Wise batting left-handed against the right-hander. With a runner on first base and nobody out. The pitch to Casey, and here is ball one. It's outside. Casey Wise, whose father is a scout, by the way, in the Milwaukee system, lives in St. Petersburg, Florida, which happens to be the Yankees' spring training base, was born in Lafayette, Indiana. Runner on first base. Nobody is out, and strike one is called in the outside corner, belt high. It's even up at ball one and strike one. Ball one and a strike one count. Casey now 26 years old. Close stance, watching Reinald Duran. The 1-1 pitch is fake to call outside corner, knee high, and it's 1-2. Ball one and strike two, the count. The Yankees leading 4-0, top of the ninth. Logan on first base, walked, leading off here in the ninth inning. On first base for the first time this afternoon, Casey Wise behind must guard that plate. Ball one and strike two. Here's the pitch, and it's ball two. High and outside. It's even up now. And Casey, ball two, strike two. Ball two and a strike two count. Reinald Duran, taking his time, has walked one man. Logan on first, nobody out. 2-2 pitch, a swing and a miss, he struck him out. So there is strikeout number one for Duran. And it brings up the center fielder, Billy Bruton. Duran in 2 2/3 innings last Wednesday at Milwaukee struck out 5 hitters. And that is the ninth Brave to go down on strikes today, as Larson had 8 strikeouts in 7 innings. Billy Bruton, hitless in 2 official times at bat. He's been on base twice. He's walked twice in the third and the seventh. Both walks off Larson. Thrown off by Vera on an attempted bunt in the first, and he fouled out to the third baseman in the fifth. Left-handed batter who takes a strike. Reinald Duran remembers Billy Bruton, as was Billy who broke up the ball game in the first game of the series in the 10th inning with a single off Duran. Sending home the winning run as the Braves edge New York 4-3. The right-hander delivers high and outside with his fastball. Evens it up at ball one and strike one. But a low-hit ball game out here this afternoon. The Yankees have 4 hits but 4 runs. All 4 runs driven in by Hank Bauer. 2 on a home run. The other 2 on a bases-loaded single. The Braves have 6 hits. They ran themselves out of an inning in the 6th inning when they had a chance to score
and had a man trapped off third base. Ball one and strike one. The pitch is swung on, a high foul on the third base side. It's ball one and strike two. One and two the count on Billy Bruton. On deck is Red Shaindienst, who has been one of the defensive stars in this third game with two really great plays at second base. Logan on first, one out. Here's the one and two pitch. There's a swing and a grumble back to the mound. The peg to second base out. Over to first base. Double play and the ball game is over. The Yankees clicking off their first double play of the World Series. Ends the ball game in the ninth. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. And the final score, New York, four runs, four hits, no errors. Milwaukee, no runs, six hits, and no errors. And in just a moment, we'll review the highlights of today's game for you.
Attention. The right step toward sunshine bright hair is to step right out and get White Rain shampoo. Because White Rain is the lotion shampoo so gentle, it's like washing your hair in softest rainwater. White Rain gives you rainwater soft suds and rainwater clean rinsing. And that's why White Rain always leaves your hair soft as a cloud, bright as sunshine. So, girls, step into the sunshine with White Rain shampoo. Now, hear this. You men will go for White Rain, too. It's rich and refreshing. So, whether for your crew cut or your crowning glory, step out and get White Rain. Look for the new blue carton. Attention.
White Rain, use new White Rain shampoo tonight. And tomorrow your hair will be sunshine bright. White Rain.
The New York Yankees have projected themselves squarely back into the series classic, now trailing 2-1 here in the 1958 World Series. And as this huge crowd of over 71,000 leaves Yankee Stadium, speaking about the Yankee win, undoubtedly there are two names which are causing a great deal of conversation. One, Hank Bauer. As the veteran outfielder today not only hit safely in 17 straight games, but also came up with three of the New York Yankee four hits on all four of their runs batted in. Bauer now has seven hits and 13 trips in the series for a .538 average. He has three homers in three games in the World Series, seven RBIs, and today drove in all of the New York Yankee runs in their 4-0 win. Hank, in the field, has had the misfortune to be picked off base twice in the series. He had a difficult fielding chance as Aaron put one up against the fence in Milwaukee and Shaindienst bounced one by him for a two-bagger. However, Hank has always seemed to bounce back, and in the pressure of the series, he has emerged as a big hitting star. So Hank Bauer gets a salute from the New York Yankee fans for his clutch performance this afternoon. The other big name, Don Larsen. For Don today, it was certainly not a perfect game, but as far as the Yankee fans were concerned, it was perfect enough. Larsen, who was out from the middle of July when he pitched his last complete game until the middle of September, wasn't even on the first list of Yankee World Series eligibles, but he finally made it on the last day of the season. And Larsen today picked up his third series victory against but two defeats. He went seven shutout innings. He gave up six hits and three walks. And evidence that he was tiring, he yielded three hits and two walks in his last two innings. He fanned eight, but none in his last two innings on the mound. He was backed up by Ryan Duren, who was a bit wild, but certainly effective, and came back after his earlier performance for a great performance this afternoon. So the Yankee pitching and the Yankee bat of Hank Bauer were the big topics for the New York Yankee fans this afternoon. But certainly the Brave fans had a lot to be thankful about. In the great performance by Bob Rush, who pitched six innings in his series debut, the only factor that hurt Bob today was his lack of control. He gave only three hits in the six innings, and of the five walks that he allowed, three came in the fifth. And that set the stage for Bauer's two-run single, which fell just in front of Aaron in right field. And then a walk to Slaughter by McMahon also led to a Bauer blast, that home run, which came up there in the seventh. But it was a fine performance by Rush, who was backed up effectively by McMahon in the ballgame. Now, as far as the individual plays during the game, perhaps the key play as far as Milwaukee was concerned is one that will be highly debated for many days to come. That came in the sixth inning with men on first and second and one out. And it was a rundown play in which a ball was hit by Cummington off the glove of the first baseman, Scourin. Shane Dean started to come in after rounding third of the plate. He suddenly put on the brakes after coming up the line a third of the way or more, and he dashed back toward third. Meanwhile, Scourin had thrown home, and in the ensuing rundown, the ball was thrown back toward the plate by Lumpy. It got by Yogi Berra, but Larson backed up nicely, and the tag was finally made on a 3-2-5-1 play, and that eliminated the big scoring opportunity for the Milwaukee Braves. There are also some other fine plays by Milwaukee, including two sparklers by Red Shaindienst. Well, that's the story today, and tomorrow it's Whitey Ford against Warren Spahn as the series continues, and we're looking forward to more thrills and excitement tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow, be sure to tune in for the fourth game of the World Series. We'll be on the air at 1:45 Eastern Daylight Time. Our thanks to our NBC engineer, Harry Alexander. Our statistician, Herb Hett. This broadcast was produced by NBC sports editor, Paul Jonas. And now for Earl Gillespie and myself, this is Bob Wolf saying, smooth sailing, smooth shaving, and good afternoon for the Gillette Safety Razor Company.